Well, today's the day, Friday, June 14th, 2024. I am going to be in federal court at 10 a.m. this morning. We're driving into Houston right now. It is 7:30, roughly, a.m. And the Democratic Party, deep staters, are all public filings to close the doors today. And they want to take my social media, which is completely outside of law, totally insane. They're completely desperate. And I just appreciate everybody's support and their prayers. But this is a lot bigger than Alex Jones. They're making their move on Trump in America. They are extremely desperate. Steve Bannon's reporting to jail July 1st. Navarro, all these other Republicans that did nothing wrong but are contempt of Congress, they're in jail. Now, this is real tyranny. Meanwhile, they run around whining and bitching all day that if Trump gets elected, he should have put all of them in prison. The globalists are turning America into a giant prison. So this is a big deal. This is a canary in the coal mine moment. I did a big interview with Tucker Carlson yesterday that we're going to air today from 11 a.m. Central along with Russell Brand, but we've already put the interviews here on X. Please share them. The enemy wants this off the air for a reason. We know their game plan. We've got their playbook. We know how to beat them, okay? And that's why they want us off air. When they tune into us, the DOJ and the FBI and all that, the CIA, they're like, how the hell does this guy know everything we're doing? Well, that's what I do for 30 years. I study this. And so we've got their number better than they've got it. And a lot of people in the government are not even bad. They're compartmentalized. And that's why they hate my show, is that good agents and people in the bureaucracy hear it and go, well, this guy doesn't know what he's talking about. And we help wake them up to a full extent and let them know what's happening. There is a multinational global BlackRock takeover of the world happening, not just America. And they're bringing in the world government, the cashless society, the ESGs, the central bank digital currencies. And I've been telling you about this for 30 years because it was their battle plan. So we have a lot of credibility right now, you know, saying Alex Jones is right. And so they're in full panic mode. And so, again, this is crazy. It's all in God's hands. They lie in these federal filings just constantly. Remember them saying I had $300 million, that $400 million bucks hit, and I was going to go to jail. None of that was true. Now they're making up new lies for old. It's just an amazing moment in history with, 142 days or 3 days out from this. Rob Aguero, do you want to say a few comments here?
Yeah, I think it's ridiculous how they're even able to get away with this. Like, how is America letting any of this happen? How are these politicians on the left or the right, especially the right? They want to talk about freedom of speech and they're for the people, but yet they're going to let the biggest activist for humanity go through this ritual that just has these Democrats seething and they're foaming at their mouths just to take down InfoWars and Alex. And I just don't understand how they can just get away with this, like nothing.
Well, I don't want to say I'm the biggest. There's like Elon Musk and Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan, but definitely I'm one of the main targets. And if they can get me, they can get everybody, Rob.
Yeah, and that's what they're trying to do. And like Trump says, you know, they're after you, and, you know, Alex is just in your way.
That's right. Chase, you want to make some comments real quick?
Sure. Well, it's an honor and pleasure to be here on this historic day, and it's been awesome working for InfoWars. And, you know, the more they push against us, the tighter they squeeze, the more starships slip through their fingers. Like
the more systems slip through their fingers.
Right, the more star systems slip between their fingers. So this is ultimately going to be a good thing. We're going to prevail on the other side. It's just painful to see this and experience it on the path to victory, but yeah, we are on the path to victory.
Because this is real tyranny.
Yes.
Absolutely. Any other observations?
That's it.
This is just a big deal, folks. So thank you for all your support. They're flipping out that I have DrJonesNaturals.com as a sponsor. My dad set up a supplement company. My dad sells his supplements through InfoWars. I promote both of them. We have a contract for advertisers to do it. They file the fake report claiming it's, you know, criminal, and they caught us. You know, we caught you with public advertising on my own X account promoting InfoWars without being paid. My company's been taken over for 2 years by the court. And so I'm just promoting it and making up this money to keep it running, trying to make a settlement. And they go, wait, we caught you with this Dr. Jones Naturals. So it's just next level. But support our sponsor, drjonesnaturals.com, because my dad's been a great guy. He's fought hard, and, you know, obviously that's important. But also support InfoWarsStore.com. Though, if they shut it down today, I would imagine the court will keep it going and ship out whatever products were already ordered. But I don't know. I mean, it's InfoWars is pretty shot up right now. It's sinking. And they figured out, well, wait, he still has social media. He's still, yeah, and I can still go any show I want. I can just, whatever. Go ahead and see if you can take away Real Alex Jones.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Of censorship, Owen Schroyer is the light. This is the War Room. Watch it live right now at AmericanElection.news.
An update from Alex Jones at a press conference outside the courtroom. More updates coming in live time here on this Friday, June 14th edition of the InfoWars War Room.
The legal system. I was the test case for what's now being done to President Trump, Steve Bannon, and others. This is an attempt at digital assassination. I never said or did any of the things they claimed on Sandy Hook. Two judges in Texas and Connecticut found me guilty by default and then had literal show trials on how guilty I was. The $1.5 billion verdict is a fraud. The judges had already told the juries that I was guilty. Now, we've been in bankruptcy for almost 2 years, proving that everything they claimed about me having hundreds of millions of dollars was not true. Notice you don't hear about that anymore. None of that was true. And now, instead of wanting the money that is there, the so-called plaintiffs, who really aren't the families, it's the government that's been behind it, that's come out in court, want me silenced. They said on the courthouse steps, the plaintiff's lawyers, in Texas and Connecticut, we want Alex Jones silenced. That's what this is all about. This is about the destruction of the First Amendment in America. And now the plaintiff's lawyers, Democratic Party lawyers out of Connecticut have filed today to try to take real Alex Jones on X away from me. Now they want my identity. Under the terms of service of X, you cannot do that because it's my own personal property. These people want me silenced. It is completely and totally transparent. And the world is seeing through this. I was asked by one reporter earlier, is this the end? This is probably the end of InfoWars here very, very soon, if not today, in the next few weeks or months. But it's just the beginning of my fight against tyranny. As the founder of the U.S. Navy said during the Revolutionary War, John Paul Jones, when his ship, about a third the size of the British ship he was fighting, was starting to sink, and the British officers held a cross on their bullhorn and said, would you like to surrender? And he said, surrender? I have only begun to fight. People know I've been right. They know what I really cover. Tens of millions of people a day want to hear what I actually have to say, not what the corporate media says. The corporate media have become mercenaries for the globalists, for BlackRock, for the WEF, and the public knows that. So the power structure, not just here, but around the world, is in full collapse. The corporate media is basically dead and a shadow of its former self because it's become a prostitute of the big corporations and tried to wage war against the independent popular press. All the most popular hosts, not just here but around the world, are populist anti-globalists. Whether it's Tucker Carlson or Joe Rogan or Alex Jones or Russell Brand, the list goes on and on. Joe Rogan has an audience 100 times that of CNN. I have an audience 15 times that of CNN. Tucker Carlson has an audience 100 times the size of CNN. CNN and other corporate media like it are zombies. They are empty husk that no one believes or listens to anymore. And so this is a desperate deep state attempt using lawfare to shut me down and silence me. Judge Lopez has been fair. He's followed the law. He's been very frustrated by the fact that the plaintiffs do not want money and have admitted it, and have only used the bankruptcy process to try to torture me and harass me. It's done the opposite. My resolve against this tyranny has never been stronger, and I will not be silenced. I'm given hundreds of interview opportunities a day. I've got all these incredible groups that want to work for me or work with me. And now this information coming out and this open, naked attempt to silence me has blown up in their face. So the judge today could rule to put this into a Chapter 7, Free Speech Systems, and appoint a trustee and begin to shut it down the next few days or weeks. Or he can hand me back the company. They're still going to be attacking at the state level and trying to shut it down. Regardless, InfoWars is not the operation. Alex Jones and my crew and my listeners and my viewers and our guest is the operation. And that's why this is only going to make me stronger, and I will never surrender in this information war. And as Colonel Travis said, victory or death. We are winning. The people are winning. The corporate media is lying. And I'm shooting this right now for the start of my show today, 11 a.m. Central. Coming up today, in just a few minutes, we're going to have the interview I did yesterday for an hour and 40 minutes with the great Tucker Carlson. Then another hour-long interview with Russell Brand and more.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, that was Alex Jones outside of the courtroom earlier this morning. And there have been some updates since then. We are going to be getting updates from the InfoWars crew that is there inside the courtroom. And we also anticipate we will be hearing from Alex Jones upon the conclusion, whatever that means, or I guess there has to be a conclusion today, we're assuming. At the conclusion of today's court hearings, we will be hearing from Alex with the latest update. And so essentially, when this case started this morning around 10 a.m., they went until about 1 or so and handled Alex Jones' personal case and are essentially saying he has to completely liquidate all his assets. So it's kind of like the CIA guy said, the CIA contractor said in that undercover video, we're going to get his money, we're going to take his money. So that's basically what they were able to accomplish. That was the first leg, if you will, of the case this morning. So they're going to try to take Alex's money. And of course, as he was explaining, they lied saying he had, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars. He didn't. And basically he was just forced to liquidate whatever assets he's forced to under the Texas law. And each state kind of has different laws regarding this stuff. So that's that. That's Alex's personal case. The InfoWars Free Speech Systems case is now what's being discussed, debated, deliberated in the courtroom. So the fate of InfoWars still hangs in the balance as of this hour at 3:12 p.m. Central Time on this June 14th, 2024 transmission. I could speculate right now about what could happen, but it really wouldn't serve any purpose, considering we'll be getting an update. I'm guessing within an hour or so, probably before the end of the show, we'll be getting an update from Alex and the crew that's inside the courtroom as far as what the fate of InfoWars, this transmission, will be. So I'm going to leave it at that for now. And in the meantime, cover some news. Now, to me, the biggest news story is obviously the fate of InfoWars. And I will tell you, I was closely monitoring the news cycle today to see who would cover this. 0% coverage on Fox News. 0%. At about 1 o'clock after the decision on Alex's personal case came down, CNN and MSNBC both covered it, celebrating, playing the clip of, Alex having an emotional broadcast a couple Saturdays ago. That's the one they chose to show. And then celebrating it saying, oh, Alex Jones is mean and a bad guy, so we should be able to take all of his money. This is a victory for the justice system. And of course, it's the exact opposite. If you disagree with Alex personally, if you think he's mean or whatever, a bad guy, that's not a victory that you can weaponize the justice system against somebody that you don't like, which is what they are essentially, they don't even hide it. That's what they're saying on MSNBC and CNN today.
That's what they are saying in their celebration of this. And these are true tyrants. I mean, these are the fascists that they warn you about. These are the tyrants that Obama said aren't lurking around the corner. These are the authoritarians. These are the totalitarians. This is them. This is who they are. We are witnessing 21st century authoritarianism in the United States of America. Communism. Call it whatever you want. It's the same thing. Corrupt people that want to run your life and run your government and destroy anybody who dare stand up against them, anybody who dare tell the truth about them. And I think it tells the story, and there's really a lot more to tell, but I think it tells the story that they're trying to take Alex Jones and InfoWars' social media accounts. Now, do you think it's a coincidence? Yesterday, I'm hosting the Alex Jones Show, and I'm saying, whatever the fate of InfoWars might be, whether we're on air tomorrow or not, you can still see and hear from Alex Jones at Real Alex Jones on X. And then just hours later, they say, nope, we're taking that social media account. They're tuned in to everything we do here, folks. They're tuned in to everything we do here. And the same law groups that are going after Alex Jones are going after Elon Musk and are now going after dozens of others in the media. Same exact law groups. And now they say, we want Alex Jones' social media account. What are they going to do? Take over a social media account and put a bunch of lies out? Try to destroy his name on social media, deceive people, like invasion of the body snatchers, or like rip off his digital skin suit and put it on themselves, like the freaks that they are. So that's where it's at. And of course, there's some idea that, oh, they're going to take away all InfoWars accounts. Like, so they're going to take my personal account or Harrison's personal account. Just totally unheard of, totally unprecedented, totally illegal. But that's what these tyrants are up to. That's what they want. Oh, no. It's about money, or it's about justice for the families. Who do you think has made the most money off of Sandy Hook now? I should just stop right there. So we'll give you any updates. We'll give you any updates as they come in. And we do expect to be hearing from the crew and or Alex Jones before the end of the show. So, in other news, you've got Joe Biden overseas at the G7 promising more money to Ukraine, saying we need to get them as much money as possible as soon as possible. But the real story, they've been stealing money from us for so long now, I guess we're just used to it. Another $50 billion, whatever. Biden's condition shocks allies at G7 summit, with one saying it's the worst he has ever been. And of course, him having severe dementia or whatever the hell else is going on, where he can't even walk, he wanders off, he's dazed and confused, he doesn't know where he's going, literally needs to be like walked around now, holding hands because he doesn't know where he is or what he's doing or what he's supposed to be doing or where he's supposed to be going. President Biden has been losing focus during discussions at this week's G7 summit in Italy, with one diplomatic insider saying the commander-in-chief is the worst he's ever been. And that's been the story. Meanwhile, Donald Trump celebrates his birthday today. And he, you can tell, is still with it. At the ripe age, I think, of 78 now, is Trump still with it, unlike the 81-year-old Joe Biden, who has severe cognitive issues. Now, Trump made this statement. He released this statement this morning. Trump's campaign statement on Biden's embarrassing G7 trip. From Italy to the United Kingdom to New York, millions of people around the world woke up to headlines about crooked Joe Biden's cognitive decline on full display at the G7 summit. Biden was seen staring off into the distance and wandering around like a brain-dead zombie, and even had to be ushered by Italy's Prime Minister Giorgia Meloni. Our adversaries like China, Russia, and Iran are no doubt watching Biden's obvious decline and plotting how they can continue to take advantage of our weak and incompetent commander-in-chief. America cannot afford another 4 years with crooked Joe Biden at the helm. We need a tough leader with bold vision to demand peace through strength, and that leader is President Trump. So the only people denying that Joe Biden is really, really worse for the wear, I mean, it's bad, 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 are leftists, Democrats, liars like Joe Scarborough. And this is incredible. This is Joe Scarborough on his show on MSNBC with the actual video of Biden behind him wandering off and claiming it's fake. He plays the real video and then claims to his audience that it's fake as he lies to them about the true condition of Joe Biden here in clip four.
And we have some cheap fakes that the RNC, once again, spreading vicious lies about, Joe Biden. But that's who they are.
We should point those out.
That's who they've become. We will point that in a second. But Jonathan Amir, I was struck by that, struck by, the strong message as well that Joe Biden delivered yesterday. I mean,
strong message for money for Ukraine. So they show the actual videos of Joe Biden getting lost during the photo sessions and confused and having to be led. They show the video of Joe Biden wandering off after the parachuter lands in front of them. They actually show the video. And then Scarborough says, oh, it's a deep fake from Republicans. And he shows the real video. What an embarrassment this guy is. But you know, on that note, let's remind you what an embarrassment Joe Scarborough is. Because this was Joe Scarborough in 2020. When they were doing the pandemic fears, so that's why you see the pandemic death count on the screen there. In the middle of their scamdemic that was used to remove Trump from office and instill a global government, here he is, the same Joe Scarborough that plays the real videos of Joe Biden getting dazed and confused at the G7 saying that it's fake, as the videos are on the air behind him, the real videos. Here he is in 2020 talking about the Hunter Biden laptop, clip one.
And talk about Facebook having problems and Twitter having problems with a story that even the New York Post knew was a lie. They published a series of lies peddled to them by Rudy Giuliani, who admitted that nobody else would take it but Rupert Murdoch's New York Post.
And the laptop.
Because they might look into it and tell the truth. Here we are in 2020. This is what it's come down to, America. Giuliani is feeding Russian misinformation to Donald Trump and feeding Russian disinformation to the New York Post. They know it's a lie.
It was the truth.
Yeah, well, the New York
Post. That's where we are in 2020.
The New York Post.
Just to let you know that they're still talking.
And you're still lying in 2024.
By the way, Russian hoax. Come on. History will expose you all as fools and useful idiots for the Russians. It's for 4 years.
Okay,
now.
That's enough. That's good. That's good. Thank you. Did you hear that quote there? Oh, that was juicy. History will expose you as fools and idiots peddling propaganda for Russia. Ha! Who got exposed as the idiot, Joe? Who got exposed as the fool, Joe? Who got exposed spreading propaganda, Joe? You did. You did. And you're still doing it 4 years later. It's not Trump supporters you sit here and you point the finger at. It's you. You're the agent of propaganda. You're the agent of misinformation. You're the liar. You're the fraud. You're the phony. You, Joe. You. And you have been since 2016. And it still doesn't change in 2024. And my guess, it will never change. And we can only ask ourselves why. Why are you such a lying hack? Why are you such a lying scumbag? Why, Joe? Do the Democrats pay you well? Are you blackmailed? Do you just love deceiving people? Are you that pathetic, Joe Scarborough? That's all we can assume about you. Who's the idiot? Who's the liar? Who's the fool? It's you, Joe Scarborough. But that's what it takes to be host at MSNBC. Now, here is a Donald Trump ad showing the true condition, not a fake, the real condition of Joe Biden. Fumbling and stumbling around, this ad was just made by the Trump campaign, clip 5.
We hold these truths to be self-evident. All men and women created by, go, you know the thing.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was in the foothills of the Himalayas with Xi Jinping.
She knows so long as this is denied, our freedom can never be secured.
But we'll never forget lying around and him lying around, actually.
It is noteworthy that the percentage of women who register to vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line.
I'll lead an effective strategy to mobilize true international effort to pressure.
Now, there's more news as far as the G7 is concerned, but now the left is running the deep fakes against Trump. So it's Joe Biden that's fumbling and bumbling around, slurring his words, making no sense, has to wear diapers because he poops his pants. And then they project that onto Trump. And so they put out a tweet from the Biden-Harris campaign and they say, Trump is feeble. Trump can't take questions from the press. And this is the video they play to show you that Trump is the weak one, not Joe Biden, clip 2.
So thank you all very much. We appreciate you being here. Thank you very much.
Now notice Trump doesn't need help getting off the stage. He's not pointing his fingers in confusion. He doesn't try to double shake people's hands. He doesn't try to sniff that woman's hair. Clearly with it, can walk and talk on his own.
So we'll see where this goes, if perhaps he stops and takes any questions or any of the GOP leaders decide to speak. But a direct targeting of the current president, his candidate for
November.
So
that's the video the Democrat Party's sharing right now, saying, look at how weak and feeble Trump is. That's their video. Meanwhile, there's 100 clips of Joe Biden in the last 4 years, fumbling, bumbling, slurring, blurring, having no idea what's going on. But so they try to reverse reality that. They try to judo mind trick you and say, Trump is the one that's feeble. Trump didn't take any questions from the press. Well, Joe Biden is the president of the United States. He's engaging in foreign policy. He's engaging in domestic policy. He's the one that goes out if there's a war in Israel, a war in Russia, a war at our southern border, and does a 10-minute press conference and doesn't take any questions from the press. That's Joe Biden. And then they say it's Donald Trump. And Joe Scarborough, who said you'd be a fool for believing the Hunter Biden laptop was real, he's the fool, shows the actual video of Joe Biden getting lost at the G7 and says, this is a Republican fake. And now we know the new propaganda against Donald Trump. He said Milwaukee was a horrible city. Of course, totally taken out of context. So we'll explain what they're doing with that. None of this works on anybody that has two IQ points to rub together, by the way. Most people get offended by this now, as they should. And so the Democrats think you're stupid, that you're actually going to believe that it's Joe Biden that is mentally strong and it's Donald Trump that's weak and feeble. It's an insult to your intelligence. And you should take it that way. That's how you should take that.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. I have been in a 28-year marathon battle with a globalist. I have come from nowhere to the very heights of politics, not just in America, but in the world. We are engaging the globalist at point-blank range in the information war. But I don't deserve the credit. Yes, I've persevered, but the listeners and viewers who support InfoWars are the real reason we've had this success. We're having now the greatest victories in the fight against the New World Order we've ever had. We are now entering the final mile of the marathon. And that's why today it's more important than ever to realize how important you've been in this fight and to continue in the efforts you've been carrying out and to intensify them. God bless you all. I salute you. I thank you. And I beg you to intensify what you're doing now, because we are over the target and history is happening. The fight is my fight. It's your fight. It's our fight. God bless you all. If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these, because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available: Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
Making talk radio great again. This is the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, final arguments are being had right now in the courtroom. And so, again, we're expecting to get an update from the crew that's there and from Alex Jones himself at some point in this live transmission. So stay tuned for that update. That is incoming. The fate of InfoWars is in the balance as I sit here. Now, getting back to the news, because we're dealing with tyrants all over the place. We're dealing with tyrants and liars like Joe Scarborough everywhere, who lies about everything from the Hunter Biden laptop to Joe Biden to Donald Trump. And it's really, at this point, anybody who's committed to the left, to the American left, anybody who's committed to the Democrat Party, they've had to make the conscious decision. They are the bad guys. They are the liars. They are the tyrants. They are the authoritarians. It's them. It is now the conscious decision. If you are still a loyal leftist, a loyal Democrat, you have made the conscious decision that you are the bad guy. You have chosen that role. You have embraced that role. You want to be a liar. You want to be a tyrant. You want to be the bad guy. That's who you are now. So now their latest hoax against Trump, they're saying, as the RNC is coming up in Milwaukee, and they say, Trump says Milwaukee is a horrible city. I mean, the headlines are everywhere. Top story on their news all day. Trump calls Milwaukee a horrible city ahead of Republican convention. Trump refers to Milwaukee as horrible just before city hosts RNC. Dems put up billboards all around Milwaukee saying Trump calls it a horrible city. Wisconsin Democrat hits back at Trump for comment about Milwaukee. And so Trump responds, and here's the truth. Trump said that crime is bad in Milwaukee, and Trump said that they have a lot of voter fraud. He said crime is horrible, and they have a lot of voter fraud. That's what Trump said about Milwaukee. That's what was said. And so they take that out of context, and they spin it, and they use it as propaganda. And then after he tries to explain the comments, which it doesn't even matter. Again, the left has decided they're the bad guys. Trump weighs in on Milwaukee flub and somehow makes it even worse. Makes it worse for telling the truth. I live in Austin, Texas. If I say the homelessness here is horrible, that's just being honest. I happen to like Austin, but there's things about it I don't like. But see, this is like talking to a second grader. But they know exactly what they're doing. And then they put their propaganda all over billboards to deceive the people of Milwaukee. These are sick puppies. As Trump says, these are sick. We are dealing with sick people, truly. We are dealing with sick people, these leftists, these Democrats. So Biden is promising more money to Ukraine. He's having this joint press conference with Zelensky at the G7. Biden looks for creative solutions to keep the Ukraine funding stream flowing. And they need the creative solutions because they're afraid that if Trump gets back in, this deep state forever war is going to stop. So they have to find creative solutions to keep the funding going in case Trump wins and cuts the funding, which is what all the American people want. Because the deep state and the military-industrial complex, their will is more important than yours, even though they represent 0.00000001% of the American population, probably even less. They want the wars. They want the money laundering. They want the weapons laundering. So they have to keep the flow going, even though you'd vote against it. Ukraine welcomes pledge of more military aid. Oh, really? They welcome it. Wouldn't you? You'd probably welcome aid from the Biden administration too. G7 agrees $5 billion loan for Ukraine from frozen Russian assets. Oh, they're stealing money from Russia, giving it to Ukraine. That won't tick off Putin at all. That's not going to anger the Russians. Biden signs 10-year security agreement with Ukraine. So this is how they're going to continue their forever war. This is their rig job that even if Trump wins, they've already signed the deal that, oh, it goes on. But of course, these deals mean nothing to Democrats. Donald Trump signed the deal to complete the wall, and all of the infrastructure and the product that they needed to build it was already paid for. And the Biden administration canceled that contract. So Trump can move in and cancel this one too, but they'll claim, oh, I don't know what they'll claim, actually. That's going to be an interesting one to see how they twist that. Here's how Rand Paul responds to it. Today, Biden signed a 10-year agreement with Ukraine, risking another U.S. forever war. By supporting Ukraine's NATO membership, he commits future U.S. service members to Ukraine's conflicts. It's time to put America first, seek diplomatic solutions, and protect our people and economy. By the way, Congress is supposed to approve all of this stuff. Has Congress voted on any of this? No. No, it's all unconstitutional. It's from Tyrant Joe. Tyrant Joe Biden. The regime chair, Joe Biden. Chairman Joe. Biden and Zelensky signed bilateral security agreement as they push Europe to continue fighting against Russia. Yeah, they want all of Europe in this fight. Biden shoots down. But see, this is, you want to know how Biden really feels? He can scrape up billions and billions and billions for Ukraine whenever Zelensky asks for it. That scumbag. I can't stand this guy. Get him off the screen. I can't stand him. I can't stand the sight of him. This is how Joe Biden really feels about you. Joe Biden shoots down $24 billion pay raise for enlisted troops after spending $200 billion on Ukraine. So the U.S. troops, hey, can we get a little raise here? You're putting us all at risk. $24 billion, Joe Biden. Nope, can't afford it. Vladimir Zelensky. Can I get more money? I need more money. More, more. We need more. I need more, more money, money, money for Ukraine. Money for the regime. Money for the oligarchs. Money, money, money. We launder it. And Biden. Pew, rubber stamp, no vote in Congress. Billions, 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 billions. U.S. military. Can we get something here? Can we get some money? You're putting us all at risk. We might have to go to war. Do you think we can get some money? Joe Biden says, no, thank you. Nope. No money for you. No money for you. That's what Joe Biden really thinks about you. That's what Joe Biden really thinks about the American people. And I don't know if I have time to play the Putin clip. We do have enough time. Putin has offered a peace solution for Ukraine. And all he asks is that Ukraine doesn't join NATO. And NATO and America removes its weapons from the Russian border. That's the only request. And that they stop the war in eastern Ukraine, which are all Russian loyalists. Here's Putin explaining.
Today, we're making another real peaceful proposal, a proposal of peace. If they refuse once again in Kyiv, it is their business. It is their choice to continue this bloodshed. The reality on the ground will keep shifting and not in favor of the Kyiv regime. And the conditions for the talks will change as well. Let me emphasize that the gist of our proposal is not just a ceasefire or a temporary truce, as the West wants it. They want to rearm the Kyiv regime. This is not about transforming this into a frozen conflict. We want to put an end to this conflict. Once again, I would like to say that as soon as Kyiv agrees to this turn of events as we propose it today, as soon as they agree to withdraw the troops from the Zaporozhye and Kherson regions and the People's Republic, we are ready to launch these talks without any delay.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Bad Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast, a 360 win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale is going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in a war against the globalist, and people can't identify who's a patriot and who isn't. We want to identify as pro-human and anti-globalist. We want to let people know we're 1776 Part 2. That's why I designed this amazing 1776 red, white, and blue Gadsden flag shirt, so you can support the InfoWar and meet like-minded people everywhere when you wear it. When you wear these shirts, it creates an amazing amount of energy, and it's quite the adventure. So get your 1776 shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com, and get your Team Humanity InfoWars limited edition shirt right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, this is antithetical, the complete opposite of what the globalists are pushing. So get both the Team Humanity and the 1776 Gadsden Snake Shirts limited edition at InfoWarsStore.com right now. Spread the word, meet like-minded people, and fund the 1776 revolution worldwide.
InfoWars.com/show.
Play it again. We're anticipating an update from the courtroom soon. We'll be hearing from the InfoWars crew that's there. We'll be hearing from Alex Jones. But let's go back to this clip, because this is very important. Remember, Russia is doing military drills 60 miles off the Florida coast right now. And the media just ignores it. They ignore Putin's speech. They lie to you about what's going on in Ukraine. So we got to tell you the truth. But let's play this speech again and kind of break it down and tell you what the negotiations currently are. And it just shows you that the Pentagon, the State Department, the Kiev regime, they don't want peace. By the way, they're now recruiting young women to go fight in the Ukraine war because, like, all the men are dead. They have a bubble around Kiev. That's where they're laundering all the money, stealing all the money. That's where the regime exists. And so it's kind of isolated in this bubble. Outside of that, they've killed off the majority of the men. And now they're recruiting the women to fight. The ones that haven't fled yet. So again, let's listen to this Putin speech about the peace negotiations or offers. And let's break it down. Go ahead.
Today, we're making another real peaceful proposal, a proposal of peace. If they refuse once again in Kyiv, it is their business. It is their choice to continue this bloodshed. The reality on the ground will keep shifting and
so
not
pause it right
in
there. See, here's Putin being honest about the situation. He says Kyiv for a reason. There's a reason why he isolates Kyiv and says Kyiv. That's where the regime is. That's where the corruption is. That's where the bubble is. That's where Zelensky is. That's where the corruption is. Kyiv. It's the Kyiv regime. It's the CIA operating ground, the deep state military industrial complex, client state headquarters in Ukraine. It's the Kyiv regime, and they've been isolated. They're out partying at water parks and beaches and bars and concerts and dining halls and everywhere else. They're being forced to go to war. I mean, it's truly disgusting, actually. And, you know, we sit here, and I guess it's always this way because there's just something about it. And we focus on what's going on in Israel and the bloodshed of the Palestinians. Folks, the Ukrainians are being bloodshed just like that, but they're being sent to the slaughter by Zelensky, by the U.S. government. So, but oh, we don't talk about how the military-industrial complex is sacrificing hundreds of thousands of Ukrainians. We don't talk about that. It's like running into a wall. Running into like a wall of daggers and spears. And then that's the Ukrainian people that aren't in Kyiv. So that's why he says Kyiv. Very important. Continue.
Regime. And the conditions for the talks will change as well. Let me emphasize that the gist of our proposal is not just a ceasefire or a temporary truce, as the West wants it. They want to rearm the Kyiv regime. This is not about transforming this into a frozen conflict. We want to put an end to this conflict. Once again, I would like to say that as soon as Kyiv agrees to this turn of events as we propose it today, as soon as they agree to withdraw the troops from the Zaporozhye and Kherson regions and the People's Republic, we are ready to launch these talks without any delay.
Now, it sounds like if Zelensky or whoever owns his ass doesn't show up to the negotiating table, that Russia is going to make a big move and probably move on Kyiv. Now, the timing of this, who knows? They might wait till after the U.S. election, maybe thinking there could be a major foreign policy change post-Biden, if that's the case. Or they may say our tolerance is finished. We're moving into Kyiv. We're done. And there's nothing Ukraine can do to stop it. And that's why they're so desperate to get the U.S. involved and NATO involved, because there's nothing Ukraine can do to stop it. Most of the troops they send over will either forfeit, lay down their arms immediately, or they have no training in the battlefield. And now it's young girls they're sending to the slaughter because the men are all dead, the ones that haven't fled the country. So What are the demands here from Vladimir Putin? He wants Ukraine to commit to never join NATO. He wants Ukraine to remove any military units, arsenals from the Eastern Bloc, which are Russian loyalists, which is what the Russian military has basically taken without hardly any resistance. So they just want the battles to stop there. Does that sound so... Does that sound like an unfair offer? Does that sound like Putin wants too much? remove your military from the pro-Russian eastern Ukraine that voted to join Russia, and we've already occupied and conquered this area in this war anyway, and just promise not to join NATO, and let's come and have peace negotiations. Does that sound too much? Of course, I would anticipate Ukraine or whoever's in charge of Zelensky will reject this. Because obviously the deep state, the military industrial complex, the Pentagon, the State Department, they want this war with Russia. These psychotics want this war with Russia, and they couldn't care less that your life is in danger. They couldn't care less that the country is in danger because of it. Now, is it for a political agenda to remove Putin from power? Is it for a financial agenda to continue to launder all the money through Ukraine? Is there some other proxy war agenda where they're laundering the weapons into their terror groups in the Middle East? Is it a semblance of all three of these things? I don't know, but they have it, and they could not care less about you or the United States of America. That is clear. That is clear. And it's obvious Joe Biden, well, he's not running anything. So who's ever running Joe Biden? It's obvious they care more about whatever they're doing in Ukraine than the U.S. border, the U.S. economy, the U.S. people, the U.S. military, you name it. Ukraine is more important. They couldn't make it clear. Hundreds of billions of dollars for Ukraine, nothing for the troops don't get a bonus. Which at this point you'd say, well, you know, the military is corrupt anyway, so do we really care? It's the symbolism of it. And by the way, these jobs numbers that they keep celebrating, more and more truth keeps coming out. First, they're lying about the job numbers in multiple ways. Now they've had to admit it. And as we previously reported, and now there's new data coming out, most of the jobs that Joe Biden is quote-unquote creating are going to non-citizens. And you might have even witnessed this. You might have even witnessed this. I've had to call a couple of repairmen to my house to deal with some appliances that are broken down. And I've had like three different instances, and it's only one company that sends an American out, and the other two send a foreigner out that can't even speak English, and then they can't even get the job done, and then there's no way for me to communicate what the problem is, and then they can't even fix the appliance. So it's like now you have to actually like really look into it. Like, okay, do you hire an American? Or are you going to send an American out to fix my HVAC, my AC? Are you sending an American, or are you going to send me someone that doesn't speak English? And then I can't communicate with them and nothing gets fixed. Have you been using ride services lately? Don't speak English. Not from America. And these are the jobs created. So they lie about the numbers, and then it's even worse when you realize the created jobs aren't even going to Americans. All right. We enter the second hour of the InfoWars War Room, brought to you by InfoWarsStore.com. We still anticipate an update from the courtroom any moment now. I'll probably open up the phone lines, too. We're just reserving it for a court update, but I'd like to take calls on this Friday as well, so stay tuned.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out, or if you're an athlete, or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Let me take some brain force, and then we'll do this commercial. How about that?
I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Infowars.com/show.
The global banking cartel has used one tried and true process to create wars, rob us of our currency, and eat away at our substance. This process of control over the masses is called the Hegelian dialectic. So what is it, and how is it being used today? German philosopher George Wilhelm Friedrich Hegel devised a dialectic, or method to resolve a disagreement between outcomes. The dialectic is made up of three attributes: thesis, an idea or opinion; antithesis, the opposite idea or opinion; and synthesis, the alchemic process to bring together a wanted change. It is commonly referred to as order out of chaos, and is waged against the masses in many forms. Saul Alinsky, self-avowed Marxist, proponent of the Hegelian dialectic, published this in Rules for Radicals: any revolutionary change must be preceded by a passive, affirmative, non-challenging attitude toward change among the mass of our people. They must feel so frustrated, so defeated, so lost, so futureless in the prevailing system that they are willing to let go of the past and chance the future. George Bush became the hero of 9/11 simply due to the fact that he was the president, and then rammed through legislation that threatened our liberties as we all complacently stood by and allowed it to happen. A manufactured crisis occurs, thesis. George Bush answers it by rallying public opinion and becoming the host of the tragedy, antithesis, thus owning the crisis through synthesis. Equilibrium is attained. All of the once separate parts of the plan are joined together. In this example, the Patriot Act acting as the equilibrium on the desired road to tyrannical fascism in America.
They're too good at what they're doing. They create the crisis on record. They sell the fraud. Then they say, give us more power. Give up your sovereignty, Europe, America, and we'll fix it. But then it only implodes faster. They make bigger bonuses, but they're destroying their own golden goose. They're hacking it open greedily. When it's giving them a golden egg every morning, they think there's eggs inside. They want to rule everything so much and have just so many digits in their bank accounts that they're going to devalue the value of the digits through their sheer greed.
They knew in the 20s that sodium fluoride was a deadly chemical weapon that had a calmative effect that fractured the bones, the teeth, that attacked every organ in the body, particularly glands, calcified them. Thousands of studies by the 50s. They took the toxic waste, but used the term fluoride as a whole subgroup of over 100 deadly chemicals.
Lead, mercury, arsenic.
Just on and on and on that they dump in your water.
The fight to warn the unsuspecting populace of the dangers of dumping industrialized hydrofluorosilicic acid into the public drinking water system in order to release fluoride ions to meet the CDC recommendations to a level of 0.7 to 1.2 milligrams per liter in order to help prevent tooth decay has been an ongoing battle for over a decade.
The Occupational Safety and Health Administration, otherwise known as OSHA, is a U.S. agency that requires companies to produce a material safety data sheet, or an MSDS, for every chemical product in the market. The MSDS that Mosaic produces for their fluoride product will make your hair stand on end.
Responding to the outcry, Lester Holt, chief propagandist at NBC News, attempted to keep the dying pro-fluoride narrative alive.
The CDC calls it one of the most important advances of the 20th century. But as Aaron McLaughlin reports, it's the latest front in the culture wars.
Major health organizations, including the CDC, the American Dental Association, and the American Academy of Pediatrics, support fluoride in drinking water. But it's been rejected by dozens of communities throughout the U.S. in recent years, with activists determined to press further.
Regardless of the propaganda, those with the ability to still critically think instinctively know there is a lot more to the story. John Bound reporting for InfoWars.
While other networks lie to you about what's happening now, InfoWars tells you the truth about what's happening next.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
Defending the truth on the front lines of the information war. It's the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
Update from the developments in the courtroom where the fate of InfoWars hangs in the balance. But that's not even fair because the fate of InfoWars doesn't really hang in the balance of that courtroom. The fate of maybe this studio and this operation as it stands might. But the real fate of InfoWars will be decided in the court of public opinion. The real fate of InfoWars is legendary status when they do strike us down. Legendary status of the people that told the truth in a world full of lies. The people that hit the barbed wire first to stand up for America. The people that stood up to tyranny. That's the real fate of InfoWars that will be in the court of public opinion. What's happening in the courtroom is the corrupted fate, the fate of the tyrants and the leftists that want this place off air. So it looks like this could now go on for quite some time yet. Now, I don't see it going past tonight. I think the judge wants to get all this done tonight. And if they can't reach a conclusion, he might just basically call it a mistrial or dismiss it. And then it goes back to Alex, as he explained in the opening segment. So it's all bets are off. All bets are off at this point. What could happen? There's a chance this could be the last InfoWars transmission. There's a chance we're here this weekend, maybe some weeks after that. But I don't suspect anything to happen soon, but we're going to be paying attention. We've got crew in there. We're going to hear from Alex as soon as it's over. So stay right here for updates and we'll continue to keep you posted. But in that on that note, I do want to give out the phone number now and start taking your calls on this Friday. Open lines could be your last time to call into InfoWars. Maybe you'll get another opportunity, but you never know. 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539. The number is on the bottom of the screen. Give us a call. We'll get you up and on the air. All right, another big news story. Now, this is crazy. So the bump stock ban has been defeated in the Supreme Court. This is a major victory for the Second Amendment. And forget about talking about the effectiveness of bump stocks or whatever. It's just the point is you should be able to handle your self-defense and your firearms how you would like. And so what's crazy, as it was Michael Cargill, friend of the show, beats Merrick Garland, the DOJ, and the ATF in the Supreme Court, and kind of Donald Trump. So this bump stocks ban was a Trump deal. It was a Trump deal. It gets a 6-3 victory in the Supreme Court. And what's crazy is it was the liberal judges that sided with Donald Trump to ban the bump stocks, and the conservative judges that went against Donald Trump to ban the bump stocks. That's crazy. I mean, talk about a twist of fate. So it's Trump's bump stock ban, folks. He was the one that passed this in regards to the Vegas shooting that we were lied to about. So here's Michael Cargill giving an update on this victory.
Breaking news. I did it. Michael Cargill versus Merrick Garland. The Department of Justice, Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, the bump stock lawsuit, I beat them in the United States Supreme Court. I was told over 5 years ago, why are you going down this road? No one cares about bump stocks. Let's go ahead and let them take the bump stock. But instead, I stood and fought. And because of this, the bump stock case is going to be the case that saves everything. It's going to stop the ATF from coming after their brace, the triggers, all different parts and pieces that they're trying to ban. And I'm glad I stood up and fought. So now we have a case that is case law that we can move forward around this country and defend our Second Amendment rights. As always, more guns equals less crime. You go out there and you buy yourself a gun. Better yet, get yourself a bump stock.
So there's your update from Michael Cargill. Congratulations, friend of the show, Michael Cargill. Big victory. And you know, maybe it gives you some hope. Maybe it gives you some hope. We can have a Second Amendment victory. As menial or trivial as you think the bump stock deal is, it's still a victory for the Second Amendment as I see it. But the irony of it being Trump's bump stock ban and the liberals voting for it and the conservatives voting against it, that's a twist of fate right there. Other tyranny issues, this issue of the FDA wanting to centralize power of the food supply of farmers and put the electronic ID tags on them. Harriet Hagman introduces bill to block mandatory EID ear tags on cattle. It's got 14 co-sponsors right now. A very important bill. And Thomas Massey, of course, one of the co-sponsors, he says the mandate of electronic identification ear tags on cattle is the beginning of the end for American cattlemen as he announces his co-sponsorship of the bill. And why wouldn't you co-sponsor this bill? Of course, the liberal left, they probably want this because they want to control you. They're not liberals at all. They're anti-liberal. They're control freaks. They're centralizationists because they need control. So you shouldn't have the ability to have your own farm independent of government interference and eat what you want. No, the Democrats want to get in the middle of that because that's what these freak leftists are into. That's what they are. Okay, now, Joe Biden spoke. He spoke for a couple minutes at the G7. Celebrating how he's going to give more money to Ukraine. And he also said there's more money where that came from. So he said, oh, okay, well, $50 billion and there's more money where that came from. Oh, nice. Good. Great. Glad to hear that. So here's a brief part of that. And then he doubles down on his promise that he won't pardon his son. Do you believe him? Clip 7.
I'm extremely proud of my son, Hunter.
Oh.
He has overcome an addiction. He's one of the brightest, most decent men I know.
Most decent.
And I am satisfied that I'm not going to do anything. I said I abide by the jury decision. And I will do that, and I will not pardon him. Now what we'll do is we're going to take two questions from American reporters and two American reporters and a question each from
fumbling,
two Ukrainian
stumbling over his words.
Reporters.
Scripted questions.
The first person I'm to call on is Colleen Long of the Associated Press.
See, now pause it and go back again. I mean, folks, this is an embarrassment. And do you believe him when he says he's not going to pardon his son? I would bet he does. So, but it kind of all depends on how things shake out. But go back and watch this. This is a scripted press conference. They already have chosen the two reporters that get to ask a question, and their question has already been pre-screened, and Joe Biden has the note card. He literally pulls out the note card and reads from it. This isn't a real press conference. This is what communist regimes do. This is Banana Republic garbage. A fake press conference. So watch it again here as he says, oh, slurring through his words. We're going to call on two American reporters. And then he goes to his script that has the question and the answer right there. He literally picks it up. He doesn't even leave it on the podium. They probably tell him, Joe, this whole press conference is fake. You're reading off a script. Just leave the script on the podium so people can't see it. Then he picks it up. Damn it, Joe, he did it again. So watch. He literally picks up the script and reads from it and pretends like this is a real press conference. Watch it again.
Now what we'll do is we're going to take two questions from American reporters and two American reporters and a question each from two Ukrainian reporters. The first
so can't talk.
The first person
now he
to
picks
call
up his script.
Is Colleen Long of the Associated Press.
And read from the script. What an embarrassment.
Thank you. Thanks, Mr. President. About 2 weeks ago, you changed course to allow Ukraine to fire U.S. weapons into Russia. Given the reported successes, would you consider further expanding the parameters on U.S. weapons into Russia, even despite your concerns about escalation? And on the news from home, you're going through something that so many American families go through, the intersection of addiction and the criminal justice system, but you're not like most families. Was your son able to get a fair trial? Do you believe the Justice Department operated independently of politics? And for President...
Let me answer your question and you ask his question, okay? With regard to the first question...
Goes to his script.
It is clear that the near abroad, meaning just across the line of the border with Russia and Ukraine, that it makes a lot of sense for Ukraine to be able to take out or combat what is coming across that border. In terms of longer range weapons into the interior of Russia, we have not changed our position on that sort. With regard to the question regarding the family, I'm extremely proud of my son, Hunter. He has overcome an addiction. He's one of the brightest, most decent men
Repeats
I know.
The line. Read
and,
on off the
I am satisfied that I'm not going to do anything. I said I abide by the jury decision. I will do that, and I will not pardon him.
Now, the whole situation with Hunter Biden is really just beginning. And I would say that if Hunter does end up getting any jail time, he will 100% pardon his son. Guarantee it. I would bet on it. Now, if he just gets a fine or some probation, then he probably wouldn't bother with the pardon. But really what's more important is the case coming up in California. Now, the case in California could be big. If the case is rigged, it doesn't matter. If the case is legitimate, ladies and gentlemen, there are going to be big problems for the Biden crime family. And let's not sugarcoat how corrupt this family is. If you believe this for 1 second that Hunter and Joe are all buddy-buddy here, and oh, he's the most decent guy ever. He's the greatest thing. I'm so proud of my son. Bull crap. Joe Biden is pissed at his son. Why is Joe Biden pissed at his son? Because his son put all the evidence on a laptop that he left at a repair shop and is now public information on his crimes. So don't buy that whole scripted, most decent guy I know bullcrap. So if this case in California has any legitimacy to it, then Hunter Biden essentially has blackmail on his father. Because the fate of Hunter Biden's case could also be the fate of Joe Biden and maybe James Biden and maybe Barack Obama. Yeah. You think that Joe Biden was selling these political favors with foreign policy and didn't, and Obama didn't know about it, wasn't giving the green light about it? Of course he was. Of course he was. 100% he was. So now you have a FARA violation, and you have Hunter Biden potentially. Now he'll be called as a witness. He won't take the stand, just like he refused to take the stand in this case dealing with the gun forms. But there will be other people that could be called. What do you think happens if Tony Bobulinski gets called? What do you think happens if Devin Archer gets called? What do you think happens if the investigators say, hey, you know, we might have some high crimes involved with this stuff that you guys were involved in. Now, maybe we don't want to come after you, but we'd like your cooperation, wink, wink, if you know what I mean. So we don't really want to bring you into this case, but we'd like to see you on the stand as a witness. You know, maybe you can help us out. What do you think happens then? And so they'll be on the stand under oath saying, yes, Joe Biden had knowledge. Now, what happens if Joe Biden is called as a witness? Well, that might be far-fetched. But these are all serious potentials. But so let's get down to the bottom line. If Hunter calls his father and says, you're going to pardon me, and Joe says, no, I'm not, then Hunter says, okay, fine. I'll tell the courtroom, I'll cut a deal that you were behind everything and you were getting paid off and you were selling the country out. How do you like that, pops? Oh, they wouldn't do that. Look at how tight they are. Look at how chummy they are. Joe Biden, look at how complimentary he is of Hunter. You believe that for one? You believe these lying scumbags for one second? Joe Biden said in 2017, the first year he was out of the White House, Joe Biden said in 2017 he never had any business endeavors. He also said his net worth was somewhere between $50,000 and $100,000. Well, we now have bank records that show and tax receipts that show Joe Biden actually claimed $11 million in 2017. So this guy is a stone-cold lying crook. Even the feeble old man campaign doesn't take that away. Even the late Joe Biden feeble dementia-ridden old man campaign does not change the fact this man is a stone-cold lying crook. And his son is not much different. So don't buy this whole chummy act with Joe and Hunter. Joe is pissed at Hunter. He knows Hunter might bring the entire crime family down, but Hunter also knows he has all the cards of bribery now and blackmail against his own father, as he's the one in the courtroom. And all it takes is a witness testimony from Devin Archer or Tony Bobulinski to blow the lid off the whole thing. Now, this all depends on whether you're getting a fair or real investigation out there, but if you are, folks, it's big trouble. They even have in the lawsuit mentioning that Hunter Biden was acting as a lobbyist. He was not registered. That's a FARA violation. It's an open shut case, just like the case that he wasn't honest on a gun form he filled out. Open shut. We were all stunned at that verdict. Well, it was so open and shut that they there was no other choice. So you would have the same thing in this tax case in California. Open and shut. All right. We're going to take phone calls the rest of the way. We are waiting also from an update from the courtroom. Looks like this could still go on for a bit. Who knows? Maybe it goes even longer than this show. We've still got about an hour and a half left. But any updates we get, we'll share them with you. We've got some of the crew in there that's giving us updates. And if it's finished by the time we're off air, we'll be hearing from Alex Jones live with the updates. So stay tuned for that. In the meantime, we're going to take some calls. So let's start. We might as well start right here in Texas. Let's go to Abel in Texas. Abel, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, y'all? What's up, Owen?
Howdy.
Yeah, I'm Abel Soriano from Austin, Texas, man, South Austin, Texas. I was going to say I grew up listening to Alex Jones with my dad. We had a bonding, you know, I grew up bonding with my dad since I was 12, man. Like, and everything that he said since then, man, it came true. Like, it's, you know, when you're young and you grew up listening to him, it was kind of weird, all that. But still, it's just crazy how everything came true, everything he said. He was always right. I just thought I'd call in to let everybody else that's new to trust this guy, man. He's been right ever since, man. So, man, it's crazy to hear that I might be off the air pretty soon. I hope it doesn't, but to see where it's came, man, from the AM station, the public channels, the public access channels, it's been a good experience listening to y'all guys, man. And whatever y'all end up doing, man, we got y'all back. The Soriano got your back, my brother, my sister, my dad, everybody. So good luck to y'all. And we'll keep tuning in. So,
thank you very much. Thank you. And that I love that, the bonding experience you talk about. You know, me and my dad listened to talk radio growing up, too. That's funny. It's a good conversation starter, you know. It's a good way to talk about things. And so as far as the future of InfoWars, I mean, folks, they're going to shut it down eventually. They're going to shut it down eventually. It's really just a matter of when. So, I mean, it's like they could shut it down today, but it could also survive another couple weeks. I just don't know. That's literally what's being decided right now. So, as far as the future is concerned, again, as I explained earlier, and I don't believe it's a coincidence because I know they tune in. The people that want this place shut down, lawyers, Congress members, people in the media that want this shut down, they tune in every day. They tune in every day. I know for a fact they're some of our most loyal audience members. Looking for any way to get us, any way to sue us, any way to twist our words out of context. They listen every damn day. So they're probably tuned in yesterday to the Alex Jones show when I said, just so people know, it's important you know, that whenever this place goes dark, whenever this microphone right here, it's no longer in service. Whenever this studio is no longer in service, that you can still find Alex on X at Real Alex Jones. And I know he'll be giving updates there and doing spaces and whatever else. Yeah, we're going to miss the infrastructure we built here, the amazing team that's been put together and the studios and everything else and the people that are just now habitually tuning in every day. It's a big blow, no doubt. But he's going to continue to do his thing there. And then they come out hours after I say that and say, nope, we're taking Alex Jones' social media account. Like, we're going to peel Alex's skin off of his body and we're going to wear it as a skin suit because we don't want that man to speak. And doesn't that prove it? So who knows how that's going to go. They're deliberating that now. But let me just be clear. You can still follow at Real Alex Jones, and he will be continuing to broadcast there. Now, if they do take those social media accounts, I mean, okay, now you got another big story. Now you got another big legend of InfoWars growing. They won't even let him have a social media account. It's just rip his vocal cords out, and they say as much. But no, there's his X account. So, hey, he might be live next week. I don't know. I know he's got some projects he's working on right now. I'm not allowed to say anything else. There's some big things Alex is working on. I don't even know all the details. But I know he's working on some things. So I don't know when he'll be back in studio, actually. I may have to host some of the shows if we're still on air next week. But you can follow me at OwenStroyer1776. You can follow me, rumble.com/Owen. Whenever they close this place, I'm going to be live at the same time doing my news coverage every day.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, the sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational, globalist, deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it, and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spreading the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. And while you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the newest one, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when we look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life while at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
InfoWars.com/show.
The United States looks just like ancient Rome did in its final days. Of course, Rome didn't fall in a day, but when it finally received its death blow in 476 AD, Its world power status had declined due to several corrosive reasons. Germanic tribes had beaten Roman forces into submission as Rome had overextended its military and its defense budget. Government corruption had reached epic proportions, and slave labor dried up, forcing the complacent, unskilled Romans to fend for themselves. Sound familiar?
Not many of us say to our sons and daughters, I'm hoping the day will come when you decide to go and pick fruit for a living. Hardly ever hear that.
One of the most often made arguments with regard to immigration is that they only do jobs that Americans don't want. But in a recent analysis, we actually looked at all 474 occupations as defined by the Department of Commerce and found that there were only six that were majority immigrant, and those jobs only account for about 1% of the U.S. workforce.
But the final knife in Rome's back was that it lost its identity. Most importantly, Rome allowed the barbarian hordes to settle within its borders, which eventually led to an uprising, putting an end to the identity of a thousand-year-old world power civilization. Fast forward to 2021, and the United Nations has already decided for every citizen in the United States that over the next 50 years, you will need to be replaced by a foreign population.
As you know, the Secretary General has been concerned about this for a long time, and I'm very pleased that he's launched this program against xenophobia. If all of the migrants, recently arrived migrants in New York City, were to form a city, they'd probably be the third or fourth largest city in the United States.
As it reads from the United Nations' own website on replacement migration, United Nations projections indicate that over the next 50 years, the populations of virtually all countries will face population decline and population aging. The report considers replacement migration for eight low-fertility countries: France, Germany, Italy, Japan, Republic of Korea, Russian Federation, United Kingdom, and the United States. Ask yourself, do we really need the United Nations' help? During the baby boom following World War II, nearly 80 million babies were born. And for some reason, we can't do that again?
Your child's school nearly doubled its enrollment.
The result? Classroom shortage.
There weren't enough classrooms and desks.
They gave my boy half a seat.
To give every student some kind of education, many schools had resorted to teaching kids in shifts.
Too bad.
Students sat at their desk for just 2 hours and then went home.
Instead, bumbling, stumbling Joe Biden would have us all replaced in favor of a New World Order autocracy of which he is an acolyte and a puppet.
The affirmative task we have now is to actually create a new world order.
His deceptive intentions are so transparent, a five-year-old can read between the lines.
I think this generation can be marked by the competition between democracies and autocracies, because the world is changing so rapidly. The autocrats are betting on democracy not being able to generate the kind of unity needed to make decisions to get in that race.
Does anyone know who this person is?
Yes.
What is her name?
Maxwell.
Who is this person?
Maxwell. Is it the lady who got killed?
This is one of the sisters who got killed on Thursday. Anyone knows her name? Anyone knows what is her crime?
She was Christian. And she was.
Her crime is to be Christian.
It's nothing new. Christianity is under attack worldwide, from North Korea to Yemen to China to Somalia. Alarmingly, the persecution of Christians is exponentially getting more severe than ever. The number of Christians facing extreme levels of persecution for their faith rose from 245 million to 260 million last year in the top 50 countries on the World Watch List. Of the top 50, 45 countries have been designated extreme or very high in terms of the levels of persecution Christians face. That's five more countries than the previous year. Attacks against churches have risen 500%. On average, 13 Christians are killed every day because of their faith. And speaking of faith, overall, Americans' membership in houses of worship continued to decline last year, dropping below 50% for the first time in a Gallup poll's eight-decade trend. In 2020, 47% of Americans said they belonged to a church, synagogue, or mosque, down from 50% in 2018 and 70% in 1999. Many believe it's hardcore not to be a Christian, but Christianity was punk rock 2,021 years before the first poser tricked out their mohawk. Christianity, at its core, is persecution. Persecution of the truth. And that persecution of the truth is the heart and soul of the Bill of Rights. It is the lifeblood of freedom, and totalitarianism despises it.
Out! Out! Out of this property! Immediately until... You come back with a warrant. Out! Out!
Do not come back without a warrant. You understand that? You're not welcome here. Nazis are not welcome here. Gestapo is not welcome here. Do not come back, you Nazi psychopaths. Unbelievable, sick, evil people. Intimidating people in a church during the Passover. You Gestapo, Nazi, communists. Fascists, don't you dare coming back here.
The pandemic has resulted in previously unimaginable restrictions on individual liberty. Now, notice what I am not saying or even implying. I am not diminishing the severity of the virus's threat to public health. And putting aside what I will say shortly about a few Supreme Court cases, I'm not saying anything about the legality of COVID restrictions, nor am I saying anything about whether any of these restrictions represent good public policy. I'm a judge, not a policymaker. All that I'm saying is this, and I think it is an indisputable statement of fact. We have never before seen restrictions as severe, extensive, and prolonged as those experienced for most of 2020.
Those at odds with the message of Jesus of Nazareth, whether through deception or outright violence, pretend to be strong, but without the truth, they are incredibly feeble. It takes a strong heart and soul to endure the persecution and fight for the freedom that is slipping right out of our hands. John Bound reporting.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, the reason why I stepped away from the live mic is to get an update on the court situation. It looks like we are just moments away from the final decision, and I don't want to inaccurately report what's going on. It sounds like at this point the judge is making his final decision right now. I hesitate to even say anything because it's hard to understand fully as he's going into all these details just with the craziness of this case. But it sounds like the judge is going to dismiss the case and send it back to the original court that the case was heard in Texas, is what sounds like is happening. As far as the other news we're trying to decipher here, I'm just going to hold off because, like I said, I'm kind of getting it out of context just listening to an update in the last 7 or 8 minutes. And I just stepped away so I could come here and explain why we stepped away from the live mic. But that's what appears is going to be happening. And in that case, I don't really know if anything changes, quite frankly. Might buy us some time, depending on the judge. But I'm gonna hold off from reporting anything else right now. I'm gonna hold off from reporting anything else right now. But we are probably just moments away from knowing what is in the near future for InfoWars. So stay tuned right here. This case is going to be closed rather soon, and we'll be hearing from Alex Jones rather soon as well.
Your cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win.
And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word, because without you, we are nothing. Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com. If you don't get a high-quality gravity-fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure gravity-fed water filtration system for 10% off. That's huge, because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity-fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
InfoWars.com/show.
Sit tight and let Alex Jones tell the story. But the court case is concluded, and we will be hearing from Alex and the crew from the courtroom, or outside the courtroom, rather, in just a matter of time. But it's concluded. The judge has made his decision. The decision is in. And I'm just going to hold off statements for now. I think we have a, an idea of what's happening, but I'm going to let Alex report that. That's going to be my decision here, is to leave that to Alex. And so I'm not going to tell you the future, what it means, his interpretation, his decision. I'm just going to tell you that the case has been concluded. And basically it's going back to the Texas court where it started and out of the bankruptcy court. And there's some other details that we now have as well. But as I said, I'm going to leave this up to Alex to cover. And I'll just leave it at that for now. And we could be hearing from them at any moment. Now, in the meantime, we're going to go back to the phone lines. Let's go to Josh in Colorado. Josh, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hello.
Sorry. Yeah. Hey, Owen, how's it going? I've been a long-time listener. I've been listening to Alex since right after 9/11. It was pretty mainstream before that. I spoke with you in 2018. I was referring to how the social credit score is already in effect for some of us. And I was the Google Maps guy. And Google Maps always takes me to the wrong place. But on my, you know, my kid's phone, or whoever's next to me, their phone works perfect. But Google Maps will not take me where I'm supposed to go. But anyway, been using the products for years. Recently, I heard the commercial about VasoBeats, and I decided to partake. And I wrecked my Harley in 17. My right side of my body. My leg's been asleep basically for like 6 years. First day I started taking VasoBeats, my swelling went down in my leg. My leg is no longer asleep. Now, if I miss a day or two, it goes right back to sleep. So I ordered a 10-pack of VasoBeats today and 10-pack of your X3. Excuse me. And anyway, people, if you are upset about what's going on, I know it really don't matter because they'll just print more money, but don't pay your taxes. don't pay these people to don't pay for our own demise. You Owen, you should check out Russell J. Gould, War Castle. It's pretty interesting. And, I'd also like to say that, Alex Jones is right. Probably 85-90% of the time. Very accurate. Woke me up to many things. Most of, I would say, around half his listeners are probably flat earthers because he did wake us up. And, anyway, that being said, David Knight is right. He's on Rumble. Don't forget about David. Don't forget about Owen. Don't forget about any of these guys. You can find them even if InfoWars is gone tomorrow. They'll still be here, and you guys will live on forever.
That's right, Josh. The court of public opinion will decide the true fate of InfoWars, and we'll let Alex tell you what the fate is coming up any moment now. Like I said, the courtroom, it's done. It's been dismissed, and I'm just going to leave the update and reporting up to Alex. That's just the decision I'm making here. I'm sorry to put you waiting on pins and needles, but that's just the decision I'm making right now. We're going to let Alex give you the exclusive update and explain it, because I don't want to have any mixed messaging. Let's go to Matt in California. Matt, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen. Hey, thank you so much for taking my call. Just wanted to call in, just, you know, thanking you and Alex and the whole crew, everything you guys have done for me and my family. I'm an airline pilot, and so is my wife, and we've been listening to you guys forever. So naturally, you know, as soon as you guys came out saying don't take the shots, we were already kind of hesitant anyways. You know, we never did. You know, we watched a lot of our coworkers and people that we know that have been injured, And we wouldn't have a job, you know, without having the health necessary to go fly airplanes. So, you know, just want to thank you guys so much. You know, bought so many products from you over the years. You know, just to name a few, like so many shirts, Alex's, you know, the InfoWars coins, both his books, you know, signed and unsigned. Even way back when the, you still had the Alexa Pure, or I think it was Alexa the Pure showerhead. There was that day where you had a promotion where you were like, I'm going to push that and see how many are sold. We bought two that day, plus the Alexa Pure Breeze, the water filters. I mean, we bought everything we can get our hands on just to thank you guys so much for everything that you've done, you know, putting the truth out there so that way you know, we make the right decisions for us and our family. So, you know, God bless you guys. Anywhere you guys go, I mean, I'll follow you guys anywhere. After, you know, what you've done for our family, and I'm sure there's countless others that could say the same thing. So I don't want to take too much of your time. That way more people can chime in and say what they have to say to you today.
Thank you, Matt. Great story, and appreciate the kind words. Let's go to Tim in Washington. Tim, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Owen? This is quite the epic moment. I was kind of hoping you guys would go live if Alex goes live to kind of fill us in, because this is kind of, you know, probably the most pivotal moment in history as far as free speech, whether or not Alex is actually going to be liquidated and put out of business. It is a Friday. I definitely hope to hear you guys on American Journal on Monday for the next forever. But well, I was also curious.
We will be live with Alex. We will be live with Alex as soon as he's out of the courtroom and ready to be live. So that is going to be happening. I mean, we're live right now. But that's what I'm explaining.
Right.
I'm not giving any updates. I want Alex to give the updates, and have him explain it, because I've been on air most of the day. I listened to the final arguments and some of the final decisions from the judge. But I don't want to get anything wrong or have any mixed messaging here. So I'm going to wait for Alex to come in. So Alex will be live. I would say at this point, it looks like InfoWars has just got some extra time. But again, I just want to wait and have Alex bring this news. So that's just what I'm waiting for right now. But he is going to be live with us.
That's fantastic news. I can take a breath. But also, I was wondering if you have contemplated, reactivating the InfoWars army hashtag and kind of, revitalizing the activist base.
No. And that pretty much got sabotaged immediately. Feds and bad actors infiltrated it immediately. So we basically just chose to shut it down. I mean, anything like that now is just going to have to be organic. I mean, really all this probably does today is buy us more time. I mean, they're going to close InfoWars. This probably just buys us some time. So trying to start up any endeavors like that just wouldn't make any sense for us to do. It's just, but I mean, if people want to, you know, have InfoWars live on in whatever way they want, that's up to the people.
Amen to that. God bless InfoWars. Thanks a lot for your time.
Amen to that. Let's go to Alex in New Mexico. Alex, go ahead.
Okay. First off, you know, I'm going to be pretty pissed off if you guys do get taken off, because InfoWars, South Park, and It's Always Sunny got me through graduate school. And I mean, it still gets me through today. And okay, I have several pretty crazy stories. Let me start with the border, how crazy it is. My sister lives in El Paso, Texas, and a few miles from the border. And there's a passageway where illegal immigrants go through behind her house. And this has been happening probably for about a little over 2 years now, probably three.
Against the break here, if you want to hold that thought. That's crazy. We were down in El Paso and saw a lot of that stuff, where they come across illegally and avoid Border Patrol, all kinds of pathways. We'll be right back.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America, Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD.
Premium quality organic CBD like Rebel Zen has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
A lot of listeners have complained in the last 2 years that our amazing high-quality coffee has not been available. And that's because the prices went up too high for the raw beans and the quality had gone down some. I turned down so many companies that wanted to work with us. But now we have brought back the coffee, and it's even better from a national supplier that's veteran-owned and veteran-operated. It's powered by the company Minuteman Coffee. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the best-tasting, best-smelling, strongest coffee that I have ever drank. It is game-changing. All you got to do is buy a bag of it and try it. I know you're going to be hooked, which will then fund our Operation A360 Win. Go to InfoWarsStore.com right now for Escape the Prison Planet Light Roast. That's the strongest. The amazing Medium Roast Wake Up America. And finally, the best-tasting Dark Roast Tip of the Spear, now exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. Get your coffee now.
Infowars.com/show.
The American way of life is under attack. This is the War Room.
Sale of Alex Jones' personal assets, but keeps InfoWars in business. The ruling will allow Alex Jones to continue broadcasting on InfoWars, while the Sandy Hook families continue to pursue payment of $1.4 billion in defamation damages awarded to them. And obviously, this whole thing is ridiculous. And it's, but you know what? I don't even want to get into that. It's just bait at this point. The real story is the attack on free speech. And this is a pivotal case. This is one of the biggest offenses to free speech cases that we have. It's lawfare, and it's the precedent that's going to be used to shut down every other news organization that's independent and free and not controlled. And so that's the real story here, folks. Now, whether InfoWars has another hour on air or another 20 days on air, that's still the story. That's still the case. I want to let Alex finish his call. He was cut short last segment. Yeah, Alex, you were talking about the open border in El Paso. Go ahead.
Yeah, so my sister lives about, I'd say, 3 miles, maybe even 4 miles from the border. It's not even that close. And so, you know, very frequently, maybe not every day, but frequently, there's illegal immigrants that, you know, go behind her house. And I guess there's a car that honks the horn, and that's when they know. They hide there until they hear the car honking, and they know that that's someone to pick them up.
Well, they probably either just walk it, or does she live by a school?
Not really. There's more agricultural land by her house.
So they probably walk it. Because another thing they do is they bus them to all these schools, and then they'll just sneak out of the schools and they'll just go wherever they want. Because technically they're not in custody when they go to these NGOs and charity groups. They can leave. It's not a crime. So they just leave. They'll just leave the school and go to the pickup zone.
Yeah, these are people that are walking. And, you know, my brother-in-law has a camera back there. So it's just pretty interesting, some of the footage that he's got. And then there's been even illegal immigrants that have that camo gear. and you'll see them running back there, and it's just
well, it's hot in El Paso, you know, you got to have hydration.
Yeah, it's crazy. I had a roommate. This is how crazy things are. This was probably, gosh, it's been about 5 years now. I had a friend, a lefty friend, who's also a roommate. He used to hate that I listened to InfoWars and Tucker Carlson on Fox News, to the point to where, you know, he bugged me so much that we ended up getting in a fist fight. And I'm a super peaceful person. So he just egged me on to the point to where it got to that. So it's just crazy. Because I think he got upset because he kept on trying to just, he would lie about everything.
Here's the thing, and I appreciate the call. I'm out of time here. I'm up at the break. I want to take other callers. But I'm not saying we should have fistfights over politics, but, you know, these are serious issues. We're talking about the future of our country here. And I would say it's more appropriate for this type of heated debate to take place in Congress. And you notice that it's starting to get closer to these levels. Again, I'm not saying break into fistfights or whatever. But, I mean, that used to happen in Congress regularly. I mean, they used to have duels. And they used to whack each other with canes. So, again, I'm not saying I want violence, but I mean, these are serious discussions. I mean, the Democrats are trying to destroy our country. You know, a little passion for the Republicans would serve us well.
All right, folks, Nitric Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, vitality enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitric Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitric Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitric Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitric Boost now.
Give me liberty or give me death. This is The War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, we're waiting to get an update from Alex Jones and crew outside of the courthouse where the fate of InfoWars was just tossed back to the state court here in Travis County. So waiting for an update there. We're going to continue with the phone calls until then. Let's go to Alex in Michigan. Alex, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, you got me?
Yes.
Fantastic, man. Hey, I just wanted to real quick say I love you guys' products, the Nitric Boost, the Survival Shield. They're just amazing, and I can't say enough good things about those products. Also, I've just been mourning the potential loss of InfoWars. I've really kind of structured my life around your show specifically. Started listening back in 2019, 2020, and first, my wife, she was getting a little confused. She was like, you know, why is Alex in the garage for 3 hours when he gets home after work? And now they finally caught on, wife and kids. When I get home from work, man, they're like, oh, he's in there listening to Owen. So
right on, man. Just, love it.
Fundamental part of my life.
Well,
right,
you're not going to have to restructure again. It looks like, at least, I mean, in the near future, it looks like this show is still going to be on air. Again, I'm just going to wait and get the update from Alex. I don't want to really say anything else. But 3 to 6 is my time slot. It's the time slot I've always wanted. It's been my favorite time slot since I started listening to talk radio, driving home from high school, and school, even before that. So, I'm not changing the time I'm on air, whatever the fate here is.
I love it, man. And much love. Ups to the crew. Ups to you. The main question I had for you that I called in about was, what happened to the Tucker Carlson interview that you did right after you got out of prison? Because I was looking around for that, and I never saw it drop.
They put it out. It was on the Tucker Carlson Network official website. He may have ended up putting up the whole thing on his X account. I shared some clips on mine, but it got out there. I don't know why you're having trouble with that.
Okay. I might have missed it. I don't know if it was some kind of weird censorship going on where I couldn't find it, but I'll just have to look more for it, I suppose.
Yeah, I don't know. That's a weird thing. I would go back and look at the Tucker Carlson Network. I know the whole thing is there for sure. I don't know if they ended up putting the whole thing on the X account, but I know they put at least some clips of it up. But it's there. It's definitely there. And a lot of people said it was one of my finest interviews. So, yeah, you can check that out, Tucker Carlson interviewing me. Alex, great call. Thank you for that. Let's go to Logan in Pennsylvania. Logan, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Owen, how are you doing?
Good.
Good. Well, first off, you know, I just want to say thank you for been listening since I was in middle school. I'm 28 now. Started with Alex, but you, Harrison, Chase, just part of my day every day. But I wanted to bring up, sounds like there's been some good news. Obviously, we'll wait to hear from Alex. But I know PrisonPlanet.tv has been down the last 36 hours. How would you recommend us kind of, you know, taking some of these archives offline? Because there's just, you know, a treasure chest full of great content over the years. So,
yeah,
you know, any
and the best source, the best source, Logan, is going to be band.video. In fact, guys, go ahead and pull up band.video. Go ahead and pull up some InfoWars archives. I'll give you the tutorial right here on air so everybody can see it. I don't know. I probably should have done this before. If you go to band.video, and I'll just use the War Room channel for this example, since this is the InfoWars War Room, but this applies to any of the channels. This is very simple. If you want to archive anything from InfoWars, go to the War Room channel. All right, guys, go to Roger Stone interview. Click the Roger Stone interview right there. Okay, there you have it. Now, there's a link, as you see, on the bottom right-hand corner of the screen that says download. You just click that link. And that's it. You can download anything on band.video. Download anything you want. The link is right there under the video on the bottom right. On all the band.video channels, you can download everything. So there's the link right there. So I hope that answers your question. Simple enough.
Another question. What about Alex's movies? Because I know that was on Prison Planet. Are those on band.video?
I would bet that they are. It's probably maybe a little more difficult to find those because there's just so much content on band.video. I would say, I don't want to mislead you here, but what I would do is, guys, pull up band.video again. If you go on to the left side of the screen and scroll down, go ahead and scroll down on the left side of the screen there, guys. So, yeah, just keep going. Maybe like most band video, slow down. Good Lord. Maybe like most banned videos, or maybe isn't there like an InfoWars archives? I think there's even like an InfoWars archives there on the left. Keep scrolling there, guys. Yeah, there we go. That's probably good. So I would just scroll through. What are we looking at? InfoWars archives. Yeah, so there's the InfoWars archives channel. So I don't know. My guess is they're up there somewhere. I don't know where. You might try the search engine. You might just try scrolling through some of these channels on band.video, but my guess is they're there somewhere and you can download them. I know those things are hard to get. So that would be my answer to that, Logan. All right. Thank you for the call. Let's go to Cody in Oklahoma. InfoWars Films. Okay, so there's an InfoWars Films. So there, I would, okay, yeah, they're definitely there. So, I already dropped Logan. Logan, if you're hearing this, there is a whole channel on band.video, InfoWars Films, that's likely going to have what you're looking for. InfoWars Films on band.video. You can download them all. Cody in Oklahoma, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Owen. First of all, I'm 34. I've listened to Alex and everyone that's been on InfoWars since I was about 13 years old. Today's a pivotal day, but every day's a pivotal day when you're in the info war. And so one thing I wanted to send out to everyone else that listens every day is there's, everyone's different. everyone receives information from Alex and anyone else in a way that can be hard for them to interpret. The easiest thing to do is always be consistent, and sometimes you got to be subtle with people. You got to be patient with people. People will wake up, world's awakening, and there's a lot. A centralized government is popular almost every time. People can govern themselves so long as they hold themselves, not others, accountable for their actions of their own volition. True freedom is independence distinct to yourself and choosing to work with others willingly. No government can force obedience, conformity, or respect for the populace. Only independent free will allows for that. Force, legislation, indoctrination, or subjugation will never succeed. Humanity is inherently independent and free because of our Creator. And never forget that. No matter what happens, we're all here together. And we must continue to fight and influence everyone around us all the time.
Well, amen to that, Cody, and thank you for the call. I imagine whatever the fate of InfoWars is I hope you still tune in, wherever we end up, wherever I end up. I want to play a couple other clips here. Again, we're waiting to be joined from Alex or crew outside of the courtroom. I want to play a couple other clips before we do that. Well, let's just go to this Kamala clip. Listen to this word salad. See if you can understand what Kamala says here in clip 11.
You must have and know that you are applauded for having the ability to see what can be unburdened by what has been.
Right. Now, what's actually funny about that, notice what she says there at the end. See what can be without being burdened by what has been. Now, this is actually, she stumbled upon genius here. The irony is she's actually stumbled upon genius here. Unwittingly, but she has. The irony being, this is the opposite message that liberals give you. Liberals want you to be obsessed with the past. They want you to be burdened by the past. They sit here and they obsess over the past. Oh, U.S. colonizers. Oh, racism. Oh, slavery. Oh, homophobia. All this other garbage. They are obsessed with having you live in the past and telling you the past is what's keeping you down. So that just shows you, she stumbles upon genius accidentally there, but it's the exact opposite message of the left. Isn't that hilarious? All right, I'm getting an update here, guys. Alex is coming on at 33 after. Correct? So we're being told, okay, we're being told Alex will be calling in about 15 minutes or so. When we rejoin at 33, and so we will be getting a direct update from Alex and or the crew in about 15 minutes right here on the show. That's what we're being told. That's the plan. So there you go. Kamala Harris stumbles into genius, but then it's the exact opposite of what they practice. They want you to be burdened down by the past and not be able to come together and live in the future. So that's ironic. Let's go to JR in New York. JR, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Owen? Honored to be on the air with you, bro.
Thank you.
So I had a couple of things. First, I wanted to share with you my recipe for health. You always talk about slogging eggs, bro. You're missing it. I have the drink. It's called the Spartan. Basically, raw eggs and raw milk. Boom. That's all you need. You can live on the Spartan. Raw eggs.
Do you mix them up?
Get it. Yeah, just crack raw eggs right in the milk, bro. Just crack like
No, no, I understand, but I mean, do you break the yolks?
And it mixes, bro. It's sweet. It tastes almost like a dessert.
So wait, do you break the yolks?
No. I leave everything whole. I just crack the eggs right into the glass and then just like
that seems a little awkward because, I mean, how do you chug it?
You just slam it, bro. Try it. It tastes incredible. It tastes like a dessert. The eggs and the milk mix, and it just tastes phenomenal, bro. I'm not kidding. I've been actually wanting to tell you that for a while, because you and the raw egg nationalist, you know what's up.
The Spartan. You call it the Spartan.
The Spartan, bro. The Spartan. So I just wanted to say, besides the Spartan, great job. I'm happy this isn't the last show. I had a feeling it wasn't. But I've called in a bunch talking about black magic, white magic, and why they're so anti-Jesus. It's basically because Jesus is the ultimate spiritual alchemical agent, where if you just attach yourself to his name and his way of life, you could transform and transmute yourself into a better person, which is what they don't want. They want you to be a wretched dog. And that's why in the book of Revelation it says, to him who overcomes, I will give a new name and a white stone. He's talking about the philosophical stone, the philosopher's stone. That's what this is all about. It's all about awakening your consciousness, living in your best as your best self, letting Christ express himself through you, because we all have that capability when we let him come into us through the alchemical act of self-sacrifice and giving. And, you know, he's also a warrior, though. That energy is also a fighter. So the whole turn your other cheek thing doesn't always apply. You know what I mean? So I just wanted to share that these guys, they're into scientific evil. They want to bring back a messiah through just ultimate evil. They believe that by committing horrific acts, they will just force him to come back. It's the Sabbatean Frankist cult. It had Jacob Frank, Adam Weishaupt, and Amstel Rothschild formed the Bavarian Illuminati together, all three of them, in 1776. And that's how they got in here in the justice system right in the beginning. And if you go on, you could look into it. These guys have their descendants are now judges. And that's why this is all going on the way it is. It's because it's meant to be this way. Because this is how
you form. And there was some other thing, too. There's some other lineage, genealogy chart. I think it's Trump and maybe one other president that aren't related. Do you know what I'm talking about?
I haven't heard that, but I know that they all are related. I haven't heard the Trump aspect, but
you could argue that we're all related. But, yeah, there's some crazy – there's also the crazy thing about John F. Kennedy. Guys, what was it with John F. Kennedy and was it Lincoln? Yeah, and it's like this crazy – like mirror story. Look, we live in a fantastical, mystical, divine creation. I mean, like, holy smokes, this consciousness, this life plane that we're on. And so part of the demonic spirit is to take you out of that and not have you realize that and think that you're like pond scum or something. No, we live in a fantastic, we're in like God's dream or something. I mean, truly, we live in a fantastical mystery consciousness here. Yeah, there's the whole John F. Kennedy, Abraham Lincoln. What do you even call that? Like parallel mirrored reality? It's insane. Thanks for the call, brother. I'll try the Spartan. Maybe I'll get back to you. Let's go to Cedric in Alabama. Cedric, you're on the air. Go ahead. Reminder, Alex Jones coming up in about 10 minutes. Cedric, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Owen, it's great to talk to you again. Listen, I had to call in today to just encourage everybody, including you guys there at the studio. But we know that the day that the lights go out at InfoWars Studio is the day we all need to sound off as loud as we can in this InfoWar. Because as Alex Jones has said, as you have said, Owen, as Donald Trump has said, they're doing this for a reason. They're not going to let any crisis go to waste. They're doing this now because what they've got right behind this is so evil, so dictatorial, they have to pull the trigger on InfoWars Studio now. So when that time comes, we have to be vigilant. We have to be smarter than we were on January 6th because they were able to hijack what took place there, that beautiful movement of Americans rallying together to redress their government. But a couple of things about InfoWars over the years. I came across InfoWars during the Obama administration. You know, Owen, we're a part of that Obama generation, right? They presented this guy to us as the Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., right? And in order to correct the evils of America's past, we have to vote for Barack Obama, right? We have to get that black guy in the White House. It was the reverse of a lot of things. They were able to do a lot of things with the Barack Obama imagery.
Well, the irony, of course, is that Barack Obama, I mean, you can place the blame on him or not, but Barack Obama's 8 years brought racism back to America in a way most modern Americans have never seen before. I mean, it was the return of racism.
To his credit, he has been there since the 90s, speaking the same thing about InfoWars. So it was the same under George Bush. It was the same under Barack Obama. And it was the exact same under President Donald Trump. The fact that, listen, we got to be vigilant. We have to be independent. And we have to learn our civil liberties as Americans. The one thing these evil Luciferians are doing, Owen, you know this as well as most, they are putting America into that actual framework of that more perfect union. They're beating us up against the wall. They're making Americans from across the board come together to unite, to learn our birthright as Americans like never before. Mm. And because of Donald Trump's administration and what's been going on with InfoWars, they have refined our ideology and why America was so great, such a beacon of hope. And to encourage you guys there, be ye transformed with the renewing of your mind. That's ancient scripture. And InfoWars has done that throughout the decades. They have offered us information to help us transform our mind that these people, it's about good and evil. And if you're not actively in the arena participating to help the good, then by default, you are allowing these evil people to win. So let's be vigilant. Let's get signed up as poll watchers and poll workers this November. They can't have this republic if we can keep it. God bless you guys, InfoWars, and let's go Brandon.
Yeah, let me respond to some of that. Thank you for the call, Cedric, and kind of try to paint a story that I'm witnessing, just even today, and try to use this as an example. I have a lot of friends. Well, I have a lot of friends. I'm very blessed with that. But I have a lot of friends that don't necessarily agree with my politics. I have a lot of friends, not even about politics, just think, you know, I'm kind of just a crazy conspiracy theorist. But these are friends, and they're not disrespectful about it, but they don't really pay attention to the stuff that I talk about. They just kind of cast it off. And I have friends, I'm just using this as kind of a window of an example. I have friends today that are sending me stories, because they've obviously just never looked into it, and they're sending me stories about the Alex Jones case. And they're like, they were asking for $2.75 trillion from you guys? They just got Alex for $1.5 billion because of something he had nothing to do with? And I'm like, yeah, I've been telling you, they're trying to shut us down. Yeah, I've been telling you, like, this is the country. We're run by fascists. We're run by authoritarians. We're run by tyrants. It's the American left. And it's just like, oh. So what's the lesson here? I mean, even use maybe September 11th as an example. Before I was ever political, and I was just, you know, in the sports matrix, sports media, people would try to tell me about September 11th and, you know, Building 7 and all this stuff. And I was just like, you're crazy. I don't know. You're crazy. Not listening to that. Well, then I see something, or then I go watch something, and now it's like, oh, wow, those guys were right about September 11th. Or, oh, wow, now I'm questioning these things about September 11th. So as the world gets crazier, more people are going to come back to the source. And the source is InfoWars. It's not to say that we're perfect. It's that this is where people go to find the truth. This is where people go to break from the matrix. All right, we've got Alex Jones right now. Maybe we can even skip this break, guys. I'm going to let Alex take over. First update from the courtroom, historic day, biggest offense is free speech case. It's Alex Jones with us live.
It's hard to skip a network break, so let's go ahead and take this break in 1 minute. And I'll come back from the road here, leaving Houston back to Austin. But this was a victory for the truth, and it gives Free Speech Systems and the crew a roadmap and a future forward to at least stay up in 3-4 months. But you know, there's some other chances that it'd be just, you know, got our bacon out of the fire here. For now, I'll be working with the court and with the new trustee in my personal bankruptcy that's coming in. But the bottom line is the attempts to hijack the company, the attempts to take it over, the attempts to close the doors without a court order. Judge looked right at people that did that and said, You did not have that authority. You turn over the bank accounts right now to Mr. Jones. So, and so the way it works to be in personal bankruptcy, I'll explain when we get back. The new trustee is the owner. I am the boss. And then I will work with him with whatever's legal and lawful, try to move forward with the restitution and just to follow the law. But the bizarre political attempts to hijack the operation have failed. This is historic.
All right, we take a four-minute break, and then we're going to have 25 minutes of Alex Jones breaking it down, first messages from the courtroom. And so this is what everybody's been waiting for. Let's hear it from Alex himself.
Cardiovascular system is under attack. Everybody knows it. And I've got in my hands two products that are absolutely insane when it comes to what they do for your body and your overall health. One of them is the highest grade fish oil you can find. Everybody knows how good fish oil is. This is as good as it gets. And when you purchase it at InfoWarsStore.com, you support the broadcast of 360 Win. And then, of course, Nitric Boost. You've heard all the rage about this. A whole bunch of concentrated natural compounds that clean out your blood and clean out your cardiovascular system. Everybody should be taking both of these products at InfoWarsStore.com. And both of them, by the way, are 40% off for a limited time. Now, this sale's going to end in about 2 weeks because we've already sold out of more than half of these products since they came back in. But if you want to get Ultimate Fish Oil and Nitric Boost for 40% off, get them both today at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for supporting the broadcast. I want to thank you all for spreading the word because without you, we are nothing.
Omega-3 fatty acids are needed for optimal strength, and they can only be obtained through diet. They can be found in grass-fed beef, which is why the ruling class is trying to ban it. And they can be found in fish, which are arguably the best source of omega-3s. But the problem today is finding fish without a high mercury content. Your best option is our Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. Omega-3 fatty acids are essential for both our neurological and cardiovascular systems, our brain and our heart. They improve mood, mental clarity, and immune function. Get your essential omega-3 fatty acids from the best sources available. Ultimate Fish Oil and Ultimate Krill Oil. Get some today at InfoWarsStore.com.
If you don't get a high-quality gravity fed filter from InfoWarsStore.com, please just get one. Now, we sell a unit, stainless steel, that is the highest rated out there. And there's a couple of competitors that are just as good. There's 100 others that aren't as good. It is the best system out there to take thousands of chemicals and compounds down to non-detectable levels. The tap water, the well water, it is a witch's brew. And right now at InfoWarsStore.com, we have a special on the Alexa Pure Gravity Fed Water Filtration System for 10% off. That's huge because there's not much markup in these because we sell them so close to cost. So get your Alexa Pure water filtration systems and so much more at InfoWarsStore.com. But whatever you do, research what's in the tap water and the well water and start protecting yourself. And all gravity fed filters are not created equal. We've got the best for the best price at InfoWarsStore.com for 10% off.
This is so, so important. Please remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're listener supported. Your purchases at InfoWarsStore.com allow this powerful, game-changing information on the air, and they're really great products. InfoWarsStore.com. Mineral Fusion sold out, but a little bit more is coming in a few weeks, so that's a bummer. But Nitric Boost cleans out your blood, so good for your heart, your brain, everything. It is back in stock, 40% off. There is, of course, a lot of other great products like the Ultimate Fish Oil, highest grade of fish oil at a great price. So good for your whole body, so good for your brain, so good for your cardiovascular system, so good for your sleep. It's available as well at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. While you're there, get 10-hour clean energy that is amazing. Turbo Force at InfoWarsStore.com as well. Get a copy of one of my two newest books, The Great Reset and the War for the World, and the new
The War Room. InfoWars.com/show.
deceptions. Welcome to the War Room with Owen Schroyer.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we get the update now. First and foremost, you want to tune in to this. Forget about what the fake news is saying. This is Alex Jones, fresh out of the courtroom, giving you the update from one of the biggest, most historic free speech cases, an offense to free speech, the attempt to shut down InfoWars. We're still on air. Here's Alex Jones.
Absolutely. All right. The best way for me to explain this, this is very historic and important, is to just really kind of start at the beginning, because so many people out there get confused when they're trying to understand what has gone on. So, Democratic Party with the FBI, the CIA, they want to stop Trump. They want to stop me 6 years ago. They go look at my history, and they dig up a few statements I made years before. But the mainstream media was putting out one story, the alternative media was putting out another about Sandy Hook. Okay, so that happened. Then they had PR firms hype it all up all over the news, just on and on and on and on, where they built the straw man and said that I did all these things and said all these things I never did, and they said I was doing it in the present tense. So then they, in two court jurisdictions, the deep state, in Austin and in Connecticut, rig it where the judges say I'm already guilty. And they have fake financial experts claim I'm worth hundreds of millions of dollars and that I made it off these people and I barely ever even talked about them. Then they have show trials after I'm already found guilty by the judges. And then I knew that I had no choice because I was out of money fighting all this. I declared bankruptcy 2 years ago, the company and then myself. And so then they run these constant headlines, HBO specials and shows attacking me and saying, oh, he's still attacking us. I never attacked these people, never sent people to their houses, never did anything they said. They never put evidence in. This is being managed by the DNC, by these think tanks who've now bragged about it, by the head of the FBI in Connecticut, the head of the council. And so all this goes on, all this happens, all this unfolds, and then Judge Lopez is known as a very reasonable, fair judge here in Texas, federal judge. And so he gives them 2 years to investigate me at my own expense out of the company, with outside accounting firms, all this, as these lawyer groups make allegations that we've stolen hundreds of millions of dollars and I've got all this stuff. None of it was true. So I'm like, hey, come in, all the investigators, everything, search everything. None of this is true. And they found everything I said was true. Okay. And so then in mediations and things, they wanted to control what I could say. They wanted to control what I could do. They wanted to put a board in over the company and get more money than we never made. I wasn't going to sit there and shackle our listeners to do that. So a couple months ago, I said, fine, I'll go ahead and declare, not a Chapter 11 for myself, but a Chapter 7 that totally liquidates everything I got. That basically already liquidated everything anyways in Chapter 11. Just to show my skirts and show the truth. These people thinking, well, because I didn't know. Did they really want to just destroy us like they said on the courthouse steps? Was it really all just political or was it about money? But if this was about money and they would be reasonable, I could just move on and move on to bigger issues that aren't my issue. They've attached themselves to me. I was never attached to them. They've attached themselves to the Alex Jones franchise, not me to them. Or any regular listener over a decade or 11 years since Sandy Hook happened knows that. And so the judge got really fed up a few months ago, and he said, you've got one more mediation, and if you don't settle with Mr. Jones, then I'm going to kick it back to him and give him the company back. And that doesn't mean they don't now come after us in the state courts. But the point is that now that's given us some time. Now I've got a federal trustee over my personal Chapter 7, who's reportedly very respected, that was just brought in by the court today. We agreed to him. Is going to actually come in and look at the reality and figure out maybe we can settle with these people now that reality has dawned on them. But regardless, I could only fight the big crisis that was in front of me. And so now I'm going to go ahead and give you the big crisis that was in front of me. Two Fridays ago, it was about this time of day, it was about 3 or 4 o'clock, I heard security people talking about something coming up tonight. I said, what's going on? Well, more security's coming in. I'd already seen some of the weird stuff on the CRO, the chief restructuring officer appointed by the court, Patrick McGill, I made some calls, and my lawyers go, yeah, it just came in. He's locking the doors at 9 o'clock tonight. And so I called the security head, which is a private company I'd used for years before. I said, what's going on? He goes, oh, we're just closing to the court hearing on Monday. This is 2 weeks ago. But I make more calls. It's actually 2 weeks up until this hearing today. And I check, and Judge Lopez had said, fine, he would let it operate until the 14th, this meeting today. And so why were we being told that the company had to shut down without a court order? Also, under an LLC-type corporation I have, I'm the sole managing member, not the CRO. I'm the boss. If he disagrees with what I say, he's got to go to the court. But he was operating as if that wasn't the case. And then now we've learned over a month ago, without telling me, and telling anybody, he stopped ordering more product. So as we sell product, if we don't order more product, we won't have the money to pay for things and we'll shut down. So the judge was very concerned about learning that I was never consulted about any of this. So Patrick McGill, really going back over a month ago, began turning off InfoWars without us knowing and began taking myself and other key crew members off administrative controls, even of the websites and things like that. And things were being shut down. They'd say, oh, it's an accident, but you know, we'll fix it. But they wouldn't. So it was like flipping switches, flipping switches. And so now today in court, Pat McGill had been telling, my financial advisor and people on the court, pointed by the court, oh, I'm not going to be there after Friday. I just want a conversion of free speech to Chapter 7, and I want Alex Jones removed. He doesn't make money for the company. We don't want Alex Jones. And then I started learning that he'd been calling around to other talk show hosts asking if they would come in. I just learned this 2 days ago. Hadn't talked about it yet. So this was literally lock the doors, kick me out, bring in another talk show host, kind of what happened at Project Veritas, basically, but a little bit different. And so the judge saw this, and then the other side created the Connecticut Democrats, Senator Blumenthal's outfit. They created transcripts and tried to enter into evidence that weren't complete. And the judge said, I'm not going to take these if they're not complete this morning. So in hours, it turns out they had the full transcripts from a real transcript company. They just had their people, looks like the lawyers, pull out the quotes they wanted, you know, in a Word document. They go, oh, actually, we have the big actual certified transcripts. The judge said, I'm taking a 2 hour break, an hour and a half break, and then I'm going to go read all of this from the shows I did 2 weeks ago. So he goes and reads this and comes out and is like, whoa, because he didn't know they tried to take over the company outside his order. He didn't know I'd said that he was doing a good job. He didn't know that they were basically turning the operation off. And so, he said to McGill, he said, well, the trustees that, you know, were part of the court that wanted you to stay on and transfer this stuff and do all this stuff. He goes, I want you to do one more thing. Hand the bank accounts back over to Free Speech Systems right now, and you're done. Thank you very much. So it was a pretty serious repudiation. It's not about being vindictive about the McGill guy. People hear me on air going, hey, they're trying to close the doors tonight. That sounds wild and crazy without a court order. It is. And then you learn he started not ordering product in the future. That's crazy. Why, you know, all these things were done. Why would he approach, and Drew didn't want any trouble. We were trying to hire him as a reporter. Why would they approach Drew Hernandez and say, well, Alex Jones may be gone soon. We want you to host. Well, that's because they knew Chase Geyser and Owen Schroyer and Harrison Smith would not, take over my show if I was removed. So the bottom line is he tried to remove me today. I was telling my lawyers yesterday he was leaving today and would not be part of it. He tried to stay on in a liquidation of company assets. This is just absolutely wild. It's just crazy. And then also they kept getting up the plaintiff's lawyers from Connecticut. They kept getting up over and over again and saying, he's on air attacking the families right now. The judge goes, hey, I don't know if that's true or not, but that's the First Amendment. Plus, I've not been talking about the families. I've always made it 1,000,000,000% clear that they're being used and manipulated by the deep state that's on record that admits they organized this, the PR firms, the New York Times, the FBI, and the CIA. And that's all the news was testified to in court in the Connecticut case. The FBI head gets up and admits he cooked it all up. They're proud of themselves. They've had extreme arrogance. And so literally, by the grace of God, it's not me. I snipped this out 2 Fridays ago. I stood there with the private security that didn't know what to do, explaining them the law. I backed that down. My crew stood with me. The listeners stood with me. But people heard all this, and so wild. The people are like, this is actually happening. And then the next week, they admit it. Okay, we wanted to shut down InfoWars. And so everything I've said has been on the record. It's complex. It's a long story. But that's where we're at. That's what's unfolding. And so this is the two bad outcomes. This is the one that's way better than the other. So it's another, you know, lease on life, more time to understand what's happening, more time to find out what we're going to do. But it was just wild to see him get up there and say, we don't need Alex Jones. And, you know, we want him basically removed out of the company. And we want to have a new talk show host. And the judge asked him, he said, well, have you talked to the InfoWars crew? Are they going to stay when we remove Jones? And the judge went and said, plus, this is under law, Jones's company. You cannot, you know, do that through your operation. You're only to report back to the court. So I was so nice to these guys when they came in almost 2 years ago. And they're just a team player that he really took advantage. And the biggest thing I learned in the last few months is, he would go around to the employees and say, Alex Jones deserves to be in jail for his political views. Alex Jones is going to kill people saying, you know, don't take the shots. Alex, this type of programming should not be on the air. He said it to a whole bunch of the crew. They didn't want to stir up trouble because he's saying, I'm the boss. And then they finally all told me about what he said and what he did. And then even our security head, who's a great guy, said, yeah, he's been doing that for the whole time he's been here. I'm like, well, that's really nice to know now. So the guy is a leftist. Whether acting with the other side, probably not. He's probably acting on his own. That's what they do. It's Trump derangement syndrome. Get all this. So that's why I had two choices. They were going for Chapter 7. I would have been removed today. I'd be locked out of the building. That was even set it on the stand. I mean, remove Alex Jones. So I had that, or I could slam it back into state court and then have a battle there that at least buys us some time. So I'm not giving up. I'm fighting. If I had an option to stop fighting and have freedom and be back to free speech, I'd take that option. But I can fight with a guy in there that's out to get me, who just removes me immediately. I'm no longer in the building, or I can buy time to continue. And so that's the reality. That's what happens. That's the boil down. That's where we are, Owen Sawyer.
Well, so everybody is going to want to know, and I guess as best as you can, try to let the audience know, how much time do you think we've bought with this decision? What do you have, if any, expectations for the Texas court?
Look, we're out of the oven into the frying pan. And in the case of the federal judge, he's very fair. In the case of Travis County, it's famously partisan, whatever. Point is, that all takes time. That takes process. I had a guy in there filing, kick me out of my own company, even though the law says he can't. And then take it over, and he was talking about getting rid of most of the crew and stuff to the judge, even though it's a profitable company. So the only option I had was to, you know, to roll the dice, tell the judge the truth, and I don't think the judge was 100% going to rule for us until he came back from lunch, and when he came back from lunch, he's a very smart guy, top of his class. He just kept saying to the CRO, you've done such a great job. Now get your stuff and get out. And he was like, he said, you just transfer those bank accounts over right now. Because I'm sure the judge is reading this horrified, you know, that outside of law, locked the doors, kicked me out. And he just heard McGill before lunch, before the break, say, I want Jones gone and I'm going to stay on and I'm going to run this thing. I mean, it's just like total power grab. So, I don't care about this Pat McGill guy. I'm not here saying all this to attack him. This is the historical record of what happened and what went on. So would it be InfoWars is shut down today? I mean, let me ask you, Owen. He literally said to the court, oh, I'm going to go to the other host. We're shutting down Alex Jones. Can you imagine how pissed the listeners would be if they turned it on and like, well, Alex is gone. He was fired, but we run this now. Everyone would turn against us. Anybody with half a brain knows that. Nope, we would not sell any of the products to the operation. It'd be over. It's not just that you're loyal, and if they fired me, I'm guessing you'd leave, probably, I'm guessing. But you also know.
You don't have to guess, Alex. Right? You know I'm loyal like a hound dog.
Well, absolutely. And plus, it's not just you're loyal to me. I mean, you're not with this leftist, is what I'm saying.
Well, and I think that this is maybe where we take this conversation now, because there's so many eyes on us. There's so many eyes on you, because this is the important thing. Look, the fate of InfoWars, the fate of Alex Jones has kind of already been sealed when we decided to take this battle on, when you decided to take this battle on decades ago. But in the videos you shot earlier, this is the most important point for people to understand. These are true tyrants we're dealing with. This is true tyranny. This is the attack on free speech. And so it's always InfoWars. It's always Alex Jones that's the test case. And so look, it was censorship of Alex and InfoWars. Then it was everybody else. It was the imprisonment of Owen Schroyer. Now it's everybody else. Now it's the lawfare against Alex Jones and InfoWars. Now it's Trump and everybody else. I mean, so, you know, this is a major moment, I think, for people to realize the seriousness of this. Folks, we are dealing with true tyranny. We are dealing with true authoritarians right now.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, this is war. And look, best I can tell, everything I told you earlier is on record. We have videos, court filings, it's documented. This is speculation, but it's the best I've got. It's the figure I saw out of the Capitol trustee who just ran, you know, by the court. And I kind of broke up there. Am I still there?
Yeah, you're still there. You were just getting into the new trustee. We've got you, Alex. Well,
the new trustee's good. I mean, as far as we can tell, it's high grade. The ones that came in are big liberals. The CRO is a big liberal. And they were basically, as best we can tell, conferring and working with the committee that the court allowed of the Connecticut plans to sit there and read all my bills and look over my shoulder and ask, what was this $400 bill for dinner? You know, when I took out people for business meeting. I mean, literally, they've enjoyed all this. I don't care. The harassment means nothing to me.
They tried to come after your cat, Alex.
You know, my cat. But these guys in the court today said, we want Mr. Jones shut down. We want Alex Jones off air. That's the best thing for the creditors, even though that means all the money gets turned off. So, yeah, I mean, it was just absolute crazy. The best I can tell is McGill, this little group he works with that normally do, like, low-level Italian food restaurant, mom and pop goes bankrupt, they do that. These are small fry people. But because I did a chapter 5 at first, this is, you know, a very quick, fast bankruptcy. Got converted into something else later. Chapter 7. But basically, these were liberals, old liberals, who literally thought they had, like, Satan on their hands. And so in that process, I mean, hell, the subchapter 5 trustee openly said, I don't like what he's saying on air. I want him off the air. And the judge looked at both of those women and said, I'm not here to take people off the air. It's the First Amendment. That has no bearing on this. She's a Trump-appointed judge, but that's just an American thing. So, and again, they also tried to pretend like I was attacking a family. I always said the families are just being used. I'm talking about the deep state, the globalists, what they're doing. I didn't kill the kids at Sandy Hook. Adam Lanza did. And I barely ever talked about it. So they were in front of the judge saying, he's saying terrible things about the families. He's saying all the stuff he said before, which I never said. And it's all, again, a misrepresentation. And the judge went and read, because they were dumb enough to put into evidence, the transcripts of my shows about this. And he got the download, because everything I said about the court was real. Everything he knew I said was accurate. And I'm telling you, that's what took us over the edge, was they thought, oh, we'll go show the judge transcripts of Alex Jones' show. And then what do you think happened when he actually read it, Owen?
Well, and it's just so incredible, because that is one instance where they misrepresent what you say, what you represent, and who you are. I mean, that's the case for almost all of these situations.
Yeah, well, the judge did a good job. He was very torn, and Chris Lopez. And so that's basically where we are. Oh, there was also huge misrepresentations. We caught another secret scam. We caught a secret advertising scam. Alex Jones has Dr. Jones Naturals, and it's like literal advertising. We've had it for years. It's advertised on the show. It pays advertising to Free Speech Systems. And then they said, oh, Jones wants InfoWars to shut down. Jones says don't give money to it. No, we've had record sales. I said, this could be your last chance to get products in InfoWars. So yeah. Now you will definitely get your products if you order in the next few months. We just probably got 3-4 months of runway. Hopefully that God keeps giving us, like the widows might, more runway here. So hopefully that happens. Hopefully that's the case. But I was like, hey, if you're going to get your InfoWars orders in, you better do it soon. We may get shut down this Friday. And Pat McGill was in there saying, kick me out, get rid of me Friday. We just dodged a bullet, praise Jesus. And now you can order InfoWarsStore.com. You'll get it for sure. And that funds the operation. So that's exactly what I said. I said, there's a chance the judge will keep us open. So keep ordering. Even though there's a small chance if things shut down Friday, your order came in Friday, you might not get it. Well, now, people bet on us again, so we have money to continue on, but just enough to barely operate. So I want to thank everybody for their support. InfoWarsStore.com. And yes, our great sponsor. We should mark it down as a plug. Because, we got to pay for all our advertising for my evil father. And go to DrJonesNaturals.com for all the nano silver products, all the great Comet Chill, the Top Brain, the Rocket Rest, all the great sleep support. I mean, there's just so many amazing products, next level foundational energy, green fiber concentrate caps, really amazing products at DrJonesNaturals.com. And again, that is also very, very critical to what we do. They're a great sponsor. But I want to give Chase Geyser a chance here. He was there. He was in the court. He saw it. If Mike wants to talk, probably doesn't. He's driving. If Rob Aguirre wants to, you guys go ahead.
All right.
I get my cooties down
here. All right. We're transferring over to Chase now. We're having an audio issue. Let's try to get the audio reconnected. Chase Geyser, Rob Agueros, we're both in the courtroom representing the InfoWars crew there today, and feeding us updates along the path as well. And so, the good news is with the extension of the runway, however long, that I still get more days with this crew that makes this show so special, the Alex Jones show so special, with Harrison Smith, the American Journal in the morning. I think we've got our audio back, Chase. We've got about 2 minutes left if you and Rob want to try to squeeze something in here.
Yeah, I just want to say really quick that, Alex did a great job of summarizing everything. It's been a crazy day. I do want to mention, too, that it was amazing the amount of support. I've actually never been out in public with Alex before, believe it or not. And the amount of support that we got, people driving by, expressing support for Alex, people wanted to walk up to take pictures with him. It was really a beautiful thing to see how many members of the community just happening to walk by were saying things, making remarks like, I love Alex Jones. So I really do think that this is a populist network with a populist message of free speech. I think there's an awakening happening, and I'm just really glad to hear that we're going to have the opportunity to continue to broadcast for the foreseeable future.
Let's get Rob in here for a statement. Rob's been on my team for years. Go ahead, Rob. Or we'll get the audio connected there. Rob, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Yeah, it was a big win for us today, a big win for free speech, and I'm just happy to be a part of it. And that's the biggest thing is that the fans came out to show support, and it was crazy. They saw the address on TV and were like, you know what? We're gonna show up. So that was amazing.
All right. Well, it's great that I'm going to see you guys shortly. I know that. We'll be seeing you guys shortly, and for the time being, we'll be doing more shows here together, and so that's a meaningful development from today. And I don't know if Alex wants to make a closing statement, or I know Alex.
I want to thank the viewers and listeners for the support. I want to thank the job he's been doing. Sorry, I know this is all crazy, but I love everybody. I'll be able to be on at 10 a.m. tomorrow for an emergency show. I would have been off the air today. The judge had to come through and done the right thing. So we've lived to fight another day. I salute everybody. I praise God. I praise everybody for their support. I love you all. I love the listeners and viewers. We're a family, old, young, black, white, Hispanic. We all love God. We all love justice. And I love all the folks that came out. And we're going to keep fighting to the end. So thank you so much, Owen.
And you said 10 a.m. tomorrow right here in studio?
Oh, yeah. We got to celebrate the fact that we're not dead yet. And they're going to come even harder, and that's okay. We're going to come even harder. That's what it's all about.
And then I know you're on a top-secret mission after that, and I'll just leave it. That does it. Wow. Okay, what a week. What a show. InfoWars. Not dead yet. Hold on. I'm checking the pulse. Yep, still got one.
All right, folks, Nitrique Boost is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Now, this supplement is amazing for several reasons. First of all, Vitality Enhancement. It's a great supplement to add to your routine if you do things like work out or if you're an athlete or if you simply want increased vitality throughout the day. The other reason this product is absolutely amazing is because Nitrique Boost can help with muscle recovery. Now, we know that muscle recovery is an imperative part of muscle growth, and that this supplement being added to your routine can help you reach your goals in the gym with that recovery. Finally, cardiovascular health is a major factor when it comes to Nitrique Boost. We know that heart disease is a major cause of death in the United States of America. Obviously, we've heard tons of reports over the last several years, especially of heart problems, myocarditis, and things like that. We know that Nitrique Boost is a way to support your heart health. Check out InfoWarsStore.com today and get your bottle of Nitrique Boost now.
You know, working at InfoWars, you hear a lot of negative things about your place of work. One of the things they like to say about our supplements is we're snake oil salesmen. Well, folks, it ain't snake oil. It's fish oil, and it's incredibly good for you. Ultimate Fish Oil is now on sale, back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. If you only take one supplement, it's likely that's fish oil. It's probably the most popular supplement on Earth at this point for very good reason. People realize how good it is for them, and this is the best stuff on the market. Studies suggest that fish oil and fish oil supplements can slightly lower blood pressure, decrease the growth rate of plaque, and prevent cognitive decline. So whether you're a first-time fish oil shopper or whether you're somebody who has taken fish oil for a while and is looking for the best quality available, go to InfoWarsStore.com today and get Ultimate Fish Oil at InfoWarsStore.com. It's going to sell out fast because that's what happens when you have fantastic products. Help us fight the global agenda and also improve your health with fish oil. InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com/show.